The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, online at mscsports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
It's hard to believe, but the final week of the regular season is here for the 2021 football season. And tonight, a spot in District 4 is on the line in Class 3A, the third spot and the fourth spot up for grabs as the Sabetha Blue Jays play host to the Hiawatha Redhawks. Welcome to the broadcast. Full crew here tonight as we're live on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Chris Schilling, Dustin Gosa, I am Johnny Kane, and Seth taking care of us back at the studio. Should be a good matchup tonight between two teams that, well, Sabetha 3-4, Hiawatha 4-3. And we look at this matchup, we'll start with Sabetha, Logan. I mean, you look at this Sabetha team, they're playing some of their best football of the year right now. Back-to-back dominating wins, and it started and continued last week with a big beatdown of Jeff West, 56-13.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing that helped Sabetha last week was the fact that right at the beginning of the game, they got two punt returns for touchdowns. That was huge for Sabetha. Obviously, special teams is always a killer for a lot of teams throughout the season, especially when you get closer to the playoffs. One slip up on special teams, that could be, you know, the end of your season. Sabetha had that going, but the thing that's really gotten Sabetha going, Josh Herman's really gotten involved. He's done well. Last week he had 198 yards on the ground and three touchdowns, and the offensive line for Sabetha is getting really physical up front, pushing people off the line. So Sabetha's run game can keep that up, they, you know, could maybe make a run.
They've had two back-to-back big wins, first over Royal Valley 2 weeks ago, 56-0, and then that 56-13 beatdown of Jeff West just a week ago. But Justin, you look at Hiawatha, this is not the same Hiawatha team that we've seen the last couple of years. They're 4-3, have had a couple of great wins this year. They had a big win over Perry LeCompton in week two. That was a 21-7 win, and then beat Riverside the next week, 55-0, also a 45-7 win over Jeff West. Last week, a 56-0 win. They're 4-1 in the Big 7 League this year. So you might look at this Hiawatha team and say, well, you know, this Hiawatha team has not been very good the last couple of years, but you cannot say that this year. A ton of team speed, and they have really put it together here so far.
Yeah, you can tell just by their prior games, John. Hiawatha knows how to score the football. You know, a lot of 40, 50-point games that they've put up. So you know that the offense can definitely show up. However, their offense does give up the ball a lot. 9 total turnovers this year. I think if they want to come in here tonight to Sabetha and win this football game, they're going to have to hold on to the football. They're averaging about a turnover a game. That's something you can't do here with the Sabetha Blue Jays, seeing as they know how to score, they know how to put points on the board, but they also know how to control the clock. We saw it a couple weeks ago with Sabetha. They took a whole quarter off the clock in one drive, the whole 11 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock. So they know how to score. Both of these teams know how to score, and it's going to be a high-profile offense. If, you know, defenses don't show up here, we might see a very high-scoring game between these two.
So you look at these two teams right now. Sabetha is third in District 4 in Class 3A due to points. Hiawatha is fourth. So the winner of this game is going to take over fourth place and finish in fourth and third in the District 4. Holton has won the district championship in this District 4. Rock Creek has rocked up the 2 seed. So all that's left to decide here in this District 4 is this Sabetha and Hiawatha matchup here tonight. Hiawatha, under third-year head coach Michael Downard, has mentioned 4-3 overall on the year. They have not had a winning record since 2013, but a chance with a win tonight to secure themselves at least a winning record here in this 2021 campaign. Sabetha, meanwhile, under 13th-year head coach Garrett Michael, his 24th season overall. They were 5-4 a year ago, just 3-4 so far, but again, back-to-back big wins. So Sabetha look to continue that here tonight. We're going to step aside for a pregame timeout. Our pregame show is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Visit them online at www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We'll take our pregame timeout. The head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks. Our pregame show rolls along here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Michael Downard, head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks. Head coach, last week a really good victory for your guys. Once again, a 56-0 beatdown of Royal Valley. Really on all facets of the game, your guys played extremely well. We'll start with there. Just overall, what were your thoughts on that win over Royal Valley?
Oh, well, I'm glad to see the guys executed. You know, the plan was to go out and execute and get our jobs done, and we did that. You know, we knew going into the game that we had a few more athletes than they did, and that's what, you know, and take control. And my biggest worry was on defense, and we played well on defense. We led with the ball a little bit, but, you know, we made tackles, got lined up, and needed to be where we were assigned to be. And, you know, we're kind of going to see that same thing against Sabetha, so it's a good look ahead and get us kind of ready for Sabetha.
Yeah, and to give you your fourth win in the 7th league here this year, you're 4-3 overall. It's just been a complete overhaul from the past couple of years. Just what have you seen from this team this year, just as far as they being resilient and especially competing very well in big 7th league play?
Yeah, I think you know, our seniors, our leadership, that was the biggest thing that I've seen when I took over here. We didn't have a lot of leaders, and you know, wins weren't expected. You know, overall, the whole athletic program, you know, in whole has done, these seniors have done a really nice job, you know, getting basketball going and football going. And, you know, hopefully that gets into baseball a little bit too. But like I said, yeah, just the leadership and the accountability from some of the guys, some of our upperclassmen, they've done a great job of buying in and doing what we ask of them every day. And it's tough. We, you know, we talk about it a lot, quite often, that some of the things that we're asking them to do, it's tough. They're long days for practice and work and things like that. So they've done a great job of just buying in and being resilient and doing what we ask of them.
Yeah, and you look ahead to tonight's game. I mean, obviously it's a big game for just your program overall as you go against a team like Sabetha that has had such a great program, especially in the last 10 years or so. So what do you look at here with this matchup heading into this game against Sabetha tonight?
Well, we can't make any mistakes. That's our biggest thing is, you know, some of the games that we have played in, not great this year, Rock Creek and Holton. You know, a lot of that stuff, we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and it's been, you know, lack of execution and lack of discipline, things like that. You know, we know that if you're even going to play with Sabetha and some of these upper echelon teams in our league, you got to bring it every Friday night, and you got to be sound, and you got to be able to line up and get to where you're going and know what you're doing and execute. You know, we haven't had a lot of players like we have had now in the past, and now we feel like, you know, we have the players to kind of compete with some of these guys, so we need to lock in and be sound and know what we're doing and execute, and we'll be okay.
Yeah, and especially going against a team like Sabetha that really does test every part of your defense. Is this one of those matchups where even more maybe than usual, the guys especially have to stay in their spots and know their assignments and be extremely disciplined?
No, absolutely. You know, they got backs going every which way and got some misdirection stuff, and they run their sweep plays or their buff sweeps, and they get after it in physicality. So yeah, if you're, you know, you got to have great discipline. Our guys got to be lined up right. That's the first thing, is identify what they're doing, and we got to get lined up and be in good positions to make plays. And like I said, it's just we got to go out and execute.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck tonight. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Michael Downard, head coach of the Hiawatha Redhawks, joining us on our pregame show. Take another break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, as our pregame show continues on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer are the owner.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for 7 years. Chiropractic is important to my quality of life. Being in proper alignment allows me to care for my family, be more productive at work, and enjoy my life. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always positive and encouraging. If I ever have a setback, I can count on Dr. Lukert to get me back on track. He taught me how to do stretching exercises and make better nutritional choices, which have improved my health and energy levels. I have been very happy with my care.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Hiawatha at Sabetha. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now is Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays. And, well, Coach, we'll start with this. Last week, another great performance by your guys for the second consecutive week. No turnovers and a 56-13 beatdown of Jeff West. You had a couple of special teams touchdowns as well. The defense played great. All three facets of the game really were dominated by your guys. Just what were your thoughts overall?
Yeah, it's the second game in a row where I think we started the game correctly and finished it correctly. When you can do that, obviously it turns out well for your team. And once again, I've just been really impressed with our guys at practice, our scout team guys, just trying to give us the best look they can. And when you can do that and come out with a couple victories, that gives you a little – hop in your step a little bit. And so last week was playoff atmosphere, for us, because if we won, we were in the playoffs. And now this week's the same way with, seeding-wise, as far as we're both in the playoffs, but it just where are you seeded at? But I thought our special teams played really, really well. We had three punt returns for touchdowns. Could have had four. The third one got called back on a block in the back, which was way behind the play. So our special teams have just been playing well all season, very consistent. And we work hard in that practice, and it's paying off for them. But offense and defensively, we just did what we did, do what we do. And so I'm just really pleased with how we're progressing still at this point. And I still think we're playing our best football when we need to, and that's at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know a couple weeks ago after that Rock Creek game, you talked to me and you said, we just had too many mistakes and we haven't really put a full game all the way together. Do you feel like the last couple of weeks, especially, that your guys have kind of figured it out a little bit and have finally placed everything together?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. I think we've just got to do real little detail things as far as, up front offensively, running backs just hitting the crease and looking for a slight little cutback, the quarterback riding the veer look just a little longer, just those little things. And if we can do that and hit everything on all cylinders, then I think we'll be doing our best. We're playing our best we can if we do those things.
And now you shift the focus to tonight's matchup, Coach, with Hiawatha coming to town. Obviously, Hiawatha, they are much improved from the last couple of years. They've had a couple of really big wins already here in this 2021 campaign. So overall, what do you look at here with this matchup with the Redhawks tonight?
Well, they've got good team speed, and they've got confidence at this point in the season, which they haven't had for a while, and that really helps the team when you have confidence. You get a big win early against Perry, and they just have things going in the right direction there, and Coach Downer does a good job with them offensively, and when you run the dive option or lead option, speed option, and you have a little bit of speed, defensively, you just got to be fundamentally sound. You got to be disciplined on your keys, and you can't try to help another player in their keys, because then all of a sudden something's out the gate and it can happen really quick. So they've just got team speed, and that's something that we've got to watch out for. We don't have a lot of team speed, but we've just got to rally to the ball. We've got to be disciplined, and we've got to take care of our assignment defensively. And then offensively, bigger than defense, I think, just because if we can, 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards on offense, and that keeps their offense off the field. And I think that's that's a big key for us this week. And then special teams, if they've, you know, played consistently like they have all year, you know, we'll have a chance at the end to win.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to it. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our pregame show. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll get set for kickoff between Hiawatha and Sabetha. It is our featured game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabetha High School. We're just about set for kickoff for tonight's Class 3A District 4 contest between Sabetha Blue Jays and the Hiawatha Redhawks. Also live on the Sabetha channel at msesports.net. Also on Facebook Live at Sabetha channel on Facebook. Alongside Dustin Gosa, I'm Johnny Kane. We've also got Logan Bitterman, Chris Schilling, Mike Bitterman here, and Seth Tolleson taking care of us back at the studios. Sabetha in their home navy blue uniforms with white trim around the numerals on the front and the backs. And Hiawatha in their road white tops, red bottoms, red numerals trimmed in black. And red helmets for the Redhawks here tonight. Hiawatha has won the toss. They will receive, so they're going to start with the football tonight. So Hiawatha wants to go ahead and try to put some points up on the board here early on in this game. So, Dustin, you look at that right off the top. Tells you Hiawatha is going to be very aggressive here tonight.
Yeah, we talked about how much this team likes to score. We've seen in the past couple games, you know, putting up 40, 50 points. They're going to want to try to go down and take this early lead on Sabetha. Seeing as Sabetha is, you know, a smash-mouth run team, they don't like to go into the air very much. So you get them in a spot where they're behind. That is one thing that they're going to have to worry about is playing catch-up while only having a running game.
And so, Logan, you look at Sabetha here tonight, too. One thing they've done a great job last couple of weeks, they have not turned the football over.
Yeah, especially against Rock Creek. I think if I remember right, it set the state record in last 3A for turnovers in a game. They had a bunch of them. I mean, two pick-sixes was also involved in that loss. But the biggest thing tonight, I haven't really got to see much of Hiawatha. I'm assuming Dustin, John, you guys have, obviously. But the thing that's key for Sabetha and the Hiawatha is going to have to look at is Matt Garber, a quarterback. He can actually throw the football pretty well. He's a pretty good thrower when he has time and he's, you know, he can put it right where it needs to be. So if he comes out and they decide to throw the ball, that could have actually hurt Hiawatha possibly here tonight.
So with that, Hiawatha will go from left to right in this opening quarter. Sabetha will kick from right to left. Ashton Rocky back deep to receive for Hiawatha. Tyler Willich, the freshman, back there as well. Willich is nursing a bit of a knee injury tonight, so we'll see how much he is able to play. We see he's got a wrap around that right knee, so the freshman will be somewhat limited tonight, as will Joel Bryan. He will only play defense tonight for Hiawatha. He's dealing with a little bit of a finger issue. So Papine has the football teed up. 12 minutes are on the clock. We are ready to go. The final week of the 2021 high school football regular season is underway. Spinning wobbly kick will be fielded by Willich at his own one. He'll go on the reverse, keeping himself on the left side, gets to the 10-yard line, out of 15. Still running at the 20-yard line, breaks free to the 25, and finally pulled down from behind at the 27-yard line. A good return by the freshman Willich, and Hiawatha will start first and 10 there. Right away, that's exactly what Hiawatha needed, just a positive start to this football game. Mentioned Hiawatha, 4-3 on the year. They have not had a winning record since 2013. They're led by junior quarterback Brent Barnhill, 6'170". He's completed 48% of his passes for over 480 yards, 8 touchdowns. He does have 8 picks on the year, but he's also ran the ball for over 400 with 7 scores. Hiawatha will spread things out on 1st and 10. 3 receivers split to the right. Barnhill takes the snap. He's going to run the option on the near side. He's keeping himself 35, 40, 45, and nearly to the 50-yard line before he's pulled down. And a last play ditch effort by Jake Byer to save what would have been a touchdown. It's a big run of 18 yards for Brent Barnhill on first down. So a positive start to this game already for Hiawatha. They are not scared coming into this game. 4-1 in the Big 7 League so far this year. Pistol set on first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Barnhill takes the snap. He's going to throw a swing pass to Rocky. That's Willich in the left flat. He gets a block flag down. Willich is going to pick up a first down to the 40-yard line, but it's coming back. Flag down right at midfield in the area of what looks to be a hold on one of the receivers out there on that far sideline. That's just going to be a block in the back against Hiawatha, so unless it is going to go against the Redhawks.
And that is one thing, looking at Hiawatha, you know, you get that great start, a great kick return, and then the very first play from scrimmage, you get an 18-yard gain. And then I know we sound like a broken record saying every week about the defense, the special teams, but the penalties. Whenever you have penalties like that, you know, you're kind of just shooting yourself in the foot, John.
So that'll bring up a first and about 19 or so. Another pistol set for Hiawatha, and again, they're going to have another flag here on this first down attempt. This little time, it'll be a false start. And so back-to-back penalties for Hiawatha after having a great start, getting them all the way to midfield and past midfield, but two back-to-back penalties is going to make it first and long from all the way back at their own 35-yard line.
And you talked about it before the game, John, with Barnhill being such a good runner. But we have noticed when they put themselves in situations where they have to pass, he is prone to throwing interceptions. He has 8 on the year, and it's just one of those things. The more penalties, the further you are back, you're going to force your quarterback to pass. And when this offense loves to run.
So now 1st and 24. Barnhill will run to the near side. Nagel keep it on the option. He's got a big game, the 50-yard line. 45, 40, still to beat the 35. 30-yard line all the way to the 25, and inside of the 25. Down to the 22-yard line. So twice they've ran that speed option to the near side, and Brant Barnhill has kept it for a big gain. That goes for 42 yards, and Brant Barnhill already with 60 yards rushing on this drive, and Hiawatha has it at the Sabetha 22-yard line. That was something that Coach Garrett Michael talked about with this Sabetha offense, the options that they have running the football, especially when the dive options, the speed options. You don't see speed options ran very much anymore, but so far Hiawatha has ran it to perfection on this opening drive of the game. 10:40 to go in the opening quarter, the opening drive of the ball game. Barnhill back in the pistol set. Running back 3 yards behind him. Again, they'll run the option. This time he'll toss it out in the left flat. This is Ashton Rocky, but he's hit and thrown down. Marcus Bauman comes up to make the stop for Sabetha. It's a loss of about 2 yards, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 12.
And what a huge open field tackle right there by Bauman. If the running back gets past him on that play, he might have been walking in the end zone scot-free, John.
And that was an interesting play because they had a running back in the backfield in Xavier Oldham, but it was the slot receiver that came back in Rocky to then be the option man for Brant Barnhill. So now 2nd and 12. The ball spotted back to the 24-yard line. Rocky now in motion from left to right. This is Oldham straight up the middle. He'll power over the right guard and get inside of the 20-yard line down to the 18. And that will be a gain of 6 yards and bring up now a more 3rd down and manageable. Now what does Hiawatha have here on third down and six? This is likely four down territory for the Redhawks. 9:30 to go in the opening quarter. It'll be third down and six from the 18-yard line now for the Redhawks. This is Oldham up the middle, but he's getting hammered at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And it'll bring up now fourth down and six. That was Gavin White, the senior, making the stop for Sabetha.
And what a huge showing for the Sabetha defensive line right there. Gavin White and Caden Edelman just clogging up the hole, not allowing Hiawatha's running backs to get anything on that play.
So now actually Hiawatha is going to elect to kick a field goal. It will be Oldham who will look to put it away. It's long enough. It is good. So a 35-yard field goal is good for Xavier Oldham, and Hiawatha strikes first. 8:46 to go in the opening quarter. Hiawatha gets the field goal. They lead 3-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Sabetha will get the ball when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
Six plays, 3 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock. Xavier Oldham hits a 35-yard field goal to give Hiawatha a 3-0 lead. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. So Josh Herman and Marcus Bauman back deep now to receive for Sabetha. Oldham has the football teed up for Hiawatha. So a good way to start this game for Hiawatha. Not only do you drive down the field, but you get points out of it, although it wasn't a touchdown, but still a good start. Here's a swift kick that's going to be fielded by an up man for Sabetha. That was Noel Niehus on the recovery for the Blue Jays. They're going to take over in great field position. They'll have it at their own 47-yard line. So kind of interesting decision there for Hiawatha to just kind of swift kick it, almost like an onside kick attempt. But Sabetha's going to have it first and 10 as here comes Matthew Garber, the junior quarterback, to lead the Blue Jays. Garber under center, 3 running backs in the backfield. This will be a give up the middle to Jake Beyer. He'll get across the 50-yard line all the way to the 45, near the 45. He'll come on at the 45, so that will be a gain of 7 and bring up 2nd and 3.
And a nice little run right there by Jake Beyer. It looks like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Might have got a gain of 1 or 2 right there. Kept moving his feet and got 7 yards out of that.
Beyer and Josh Herman are the two tailbacks here on 2nd and 3. Garber back under center. This time it's Herman over the right side. He's got the first down and plenty more. He'll get to the 40-yard line all the way down near the 35. And another good run for the Sabetha offense. That's going to be a run of 8 yards. It'll move the chains.
And you have to think, if you're Michael Downard here, you know, opting to go for that onside kick right there, you know, trying to catch Sabetha off guard. But the last thing that you want to do is give up a quick score right here.
Under 8 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 3-0 Hiawatha. 1st and 10 from just shy of the 35-yard line of Hiawatha. This is Beyer up the middle. He'll get across the 35, down to the 33, and gain about 3 yards to bring up a 2nd down and 7. They'll give him a full 4 yards, actually, to make it 2nd and 6. So all of a sudden, Sabetha quickly looking to answer. Quickly to the Hiawatha 32-yard line. 2nd down and 6. Ball spot near the right hash. This is Herman along the right side. He bounces it out. And out of the ball pops free. It does. And they're going to say it is. Is it Hiawatha football? Yeah, it is. It's going to be a fumble by Sabetha. They have gone back-to-back weeks without turning the football over, but they turn it over on their opening drive tonight, and Hiawatha recovers up 3-0.
and I believe right there it was Josh Herman. It looked like it was just kind of a fumble between the quarterback and the running back on the handoff. Looks like it bounced off his knee and just shot forward right into the hands of a linebacker for Hiawatha.
So now the Redhawks will take over first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. 7:13 to go in the opening quarter. 3-0 Redhawks in front. Rocky in motion from right to left. This is Barnhill straight up the gut. Hits the left guard and falls forward for maybe three. They'll give him to the 33-yard line and just 2 yards on the carry to bring up second and 8. So that was something that Coach Michael had been happy with Hiawatha, that the last 2 weeks they have taken the football away from teams and they hadn't turned it over. But a big game tonight, they turned it over in the first drive with 6:48 to go in the opening frame. Second down and 8, 2 receivers split left, 1 to the right, a pistol set look for Barnhill. Barnhill to throw, looks left side, throws left side, as a man, the catch is made at the 40-yard line and falling out of bounds on the far side for a first down. Is Carson Gilbert on the pitch and catch? And for Gilbert, that is his 9th catch of the year.
And what a route right there by Gilbert. It looked like the secondary of Sabetha was kind of just playing a soft zone. He got right in between the corner and the safety on that one. Nice little 10-yard gain there.
It's up now first and 10 for Hiawatha from their own 42. So run up the middle to the 45-yard line, and then getting shoved back is going to be Cody Nevels. And a gain of 3 yards.
And if you notice with Sabetha's defense, they run two safeties typically every play, but Jonathan Rinier, he's a starting safety alongside Marcus Bauman. He's coming up and basically playing another third linebacker, basically, because of this running threat Hiawatha has. So you basically only have one safety over the top now.
You have to have so many guys in so many different holes against this option attack of Hiawatha. Second down and 7. Here comes the option. They pitch it out to Oldham on the left side. This time he's hit. Somehow, again, spins forward for positive yardage. Should have been probably a loss of 1, but instead he's going to pick up about 3 to set up now a third down at about 6.
And you were right, John, with comes this Hiawatha offense. You don't really see much of the speed option anymore. You see a lot of the power run kind of misdirection stuff. Hiawatha just likes to go to the outside. Here's the quarterback. Here's the running back. You know, pick which one you want to hit, and the other one's taking it off for about 5 to 10 yards a carry. You know, it's going to be a long day for Sabetha if they don't fill some of those gaps on the outside.
All right, 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 3-0, the Redhawks lead. 2 receivers split left, 1 to the right on 3rd down and a short 6. Barnhill back in the pistol set. He's back to throw. 3-step drop. Looks back right side. He throws it to Willis, the freshman. He adjusts and makes the grab at the 27-yard line. The ball was underthrown by Barnhill, but Willis, the freshman, did a great job of coming back to the football and adjusting to make the grab for a pitch and catch of 26. That's just a big play and a big-time effort by the freshman Willich. And now Hiawatha back threatening again at the Sabetha 27-yard line.
Like you said, Barnhill right there with a little bit of an underthrow, but he had to get rid of it quick. He had Thad Mendel in the backfield within a split second.
So now first and 10 for the Redhawks from the right hash at the Sabetha 27-yard line. The Redhawks operate from left to right. And in motion, Barnhill is going to give it off up the middle, trying to bounce it outside. I believe that's Nevels. And it was, but nothing there. Might have lost a half a yard or so. They're just going to call it, a loss of about a full yard. Bring up second and 11. So Hiawatha really hasn't had success going straight up the middle. Everything that they've had success with has been on the outside. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Redhawks, but Hiawatha again threatening at about the 27-yard line. Second and a short 11 or a long 10, whatever you like to prefer to say. Barnhill back in the pistol set. Willich in motion. They're going to run the option again. Now they'll toss it out to Willich. He's got nowhere to go. Tries to cut back inside, but he's going to be hit for a loss back to the 29-yard line. Sabetha had 4 different players over there converging on the stop, but it's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Bring up now a 3rd down and long.
Looked like Tristan Whitworth was the first one in the backfield on that. It looked like he got a hand on the running back just enough to slow him down for the troops to come in and make that tackle.
So now brings up a 3rd down and 13. It's a big play here for the Sabetha defense. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Hiawatha leading 3-0. 3rd and 13 from the 29-yard line. First down would come
at about the 16. Barnhill in the pistol set. Two receivers left. Now a man in motion. That's Rocky from left to right. Barnhill to throw. Plenty of time. Big pocket. Now he rolls to the right. Steps up. Pumps once. Now pumps and throws again, but it's knocked away. Christian McAfee knocks the pass away at the 25-yard line, and it falls incomplete. They'll bring up a fourth down and 13. If you're Hiawatha here, this is too far to try to kick this because a 35-yarder by Oldham just barely made it over the crossbar, but they're going to bring the kicking unit out here. They're going to try it. This would be a 47-yard field goal.
Which I think is interesting, John. They have three plays over 10 yards here and two plays over 20 yards just in this quarter alone. They have the big playability to get the first down here. I don't think there's a need to kick the field goal here.
Oldham has a long of 40 on the year. This kick is going to be well short. And so Sabatha does get the stop they needed on defense. A valiant effort by Oldham, but it is short, and Sabatha will take over first and 10. With 3:36 to go in the opening quarter, trailing 3-0. I'm like you, Dustin. I would have liked to have seen Hiawatha probably keep the offense out there. Been doing fairly well here in this first quarter, just at least give Barnhill a chance to maybe throw a ball up and possibly get a pass interference penalty or anything like that.
And it would have been something I would have liked if they would have scored the touchdown on their first possession. But by only being up three, you're still playing with house money, but not enough to try for a 50-yard field goal there.
So first and 10 for Sabatha from their own 29-yard line. So be a give to the left side. Coming on the run is Jonathan Renier. He breaks free, nearly picks up a first down. But it'll be chopped down about a yard short. And that'll bring up a gain of 9 in second and 1. So Renier's first carry goes for 9 yards and brings up a second down and short. That's what Sabatha does a great job of. They rotate those backs in, everybody fresh.
One thing I have liked about this Sabatha offense tonight, even though they're the, you know, slow, methodical rushing attack, so far they've came out. They're running to the ball. They're kind of running a fast pace, but still, you know, not getting away from their game. They're running the football.
Renier and Herman are the two tailbacks on second down and 1. Garber back to throw. Looks right side. Now he's under pressure. Rolls right. Still rolling. He'll throw a ball back late. He just has to spike it into the ground. And they're going to call a flag on the play.
I think this is going to be on Hiawatha's sideline.
And the referee threw it and looked pointed right at the Hiawatha sideline. The flag, though, is back at the 32-yard line. The line of scrimmage is the 38. But now we await the call from our white hat here tonight. 2:48 to go in the opening quarter. Hiawatha leads 3-0. So now the side judge on the far side is going to come over. This could just be one of those sideline warning penalties against Hiawatha's. Actually, I heard a call intentional grounding against Sabatha. And that's interesting because he was well out of the pocket, but I think they're going to say that the ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, but I don't know about that.
I don't agree with the call at all, John. It looks like he ran to the far side. He was almost at the sideline when he threw the pass well outside of the tackle box.
There was nobody around. I will give him that. But
he did have a wide receiver who looked like he had tripped and fell in the middle of the field, so he did look like he threw the ball behind him a little ways, but there was definitely a receiver in the area, though. I'm not sure about that call.
So that'll bring up now a third down and 6, as it's a loss of down, so they'll move the football back to the 34-yard line. Ball spotted on the right hash, Garber under center. Renier and Herman are the two tailbacks. It'll be a toss to Renier on the near side. Garber looking to be a lead block. Renier still stringing it out to the near side. He's going to get tripped out of bounds. I think he's got the first down. He gets to the 40-yard line. It is enough for a first down. He gains 7 yards. So how about the quarterback getting out there to be the lead blocker for Jonathan Renier? So Matthew Garber tossed it to him and then ran out in front of him and threw the lead block to allow him to pick up that first down.
And he's not afraid to make a hit either when he goes out there to be a lead blocker.
And you look at Garber, I mean, he's not the biggest guy. He's 165 pounds, but he's not afraid, as you mentioned. First and 10 now. This is Herman. He's hit immediately and slammed back. That defensive line was all over it for Hiawatha. That was Peter Campbell, the 5'9 junior, makes the stop. His 5th tackle for loss of the season. And that puts Sabatha back 4 yards to the 36-yard line and makes it now a 2nd and 14.
And I do think that was the right play call there by Sabetha, just kind of a breakdown on the offensive line, allowing Peter Campbell to get back into the backfield.
So now second and 14 from the 26. Hiawatha defense moves around. There's a give to Renier over the left guard, but again, getting slammed back. This time, Ashton Rocky in there on the stop for the Redhawks. And also Willich, the freshman, there as well. So that'll make it just a gain of a yard and bring up third and 13.
And the thing I've noticed, Dustin and Johnny, with Hiawatha's defense, I don't know if they've done it all year, but at least so far here against Betha, there's not a single guy that's less than or more than 5 yards away from the offense when they come up to get in set. So Betha, they can maybe get the run game going a little bit better. Play action pass could maybe open up.
Third down and 13 here for the Blue Jays. Passing situation. Garber is back to throw. He's under pressure. Rolling to the right side. Still rolling. Now he's going to try to take off and run to the 40-yard line. Steps out of bounds at the 43. He'll be well short of a first down. And so Hiawatha's defense forces now a fourth down in about 8 yards.
And you called it right there, Logan. Wide receiver was wide open down the field. Right there, just like Matthew Garber was just kind of running for his life on that one. Had to just run to the outside, didn't really have time to throw. Just another split second, and there might have been a touchdown right there.
Ashton Rocky drops back to receive this punt. He had a kick punt return for a touchdown just a week ago. High snap, bringing it down, getting the boot away. Wobbly, spinny kick. Bounced at the 30-yard line. It'll roll out of bounds there. So Hiawatha will have it for the third time here in this opening quarter with 1:12 to go, leading 3-0. Chase Fry had to jump up to just catch that snap, but he was able to get it away, and so Hiawatha will have it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. So here, Hiawatha, guys, you look at this game so far, this could not have started any better for this Red Hawk squad.
Yeah, when you look at the offensive play calling, it's been superior when it goes to the outside run. The inside run and the passes really haven't been working for him. If I was Hiawatha, I would just stick to, run to the big side of the field and just keep running the ball to the outside.
Low snap, and Barnhill just has to hop on it. This will be a big loss all the way back to about the 28-yard line. And so that'll be a loss of 5 yards.
Smart play by Barnhill right there. He realized, once that ball hit the ground, he wasn't going to have time to make a handoff, try to make a pass, fire call, anything like that. He just fell on the ball, made sure they lived to play another down.
Clock under 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Again, the Redhawks lead 3-0. Second and 15 coming up now for the Redhawks, back at their own 28-yard line. Barnhill in the pistol set. Two receivers split left. Single receiver to the near side. Another low snap. Barnhill, though, picks it up this time. Looking to throw. Under pressure. Rolls out to the right side. Still rolling. Now he pumps. He's going to take off and run to the 35-yard line. He'll be drilled out of bounds at the 35-yard line. But a big hit by Jonathan Renier. And Barnhill's going to feel that one tomorrow. That was just an absolute wallop of Barnhill. But a good run by Barnhill will make it now a third down and just 5.
And I know it was on the near side of the field, Johnny, but I'm pretty sure if that was on the far side of the field, you were going to hear that one up in the press box.
23 seconds to go as Barnhill did get out of bounds. So the clock stops there. It'll be a third down and 5.
One thing that you mentioned earlier, Logan, that I do like about Spetha's defense is they're not, giving up fully to the run yet. They're allowing that safety to kind of drop back so you can have coverage for pass situations like Hiawatha was just in.
Now third down and 5. Two receivers split to the near side. One to the left. Barnhill to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's through the freshman Willich's hands, and it'll fall incomplete. And it'll bring up now a fourth down and 5. Barnhill had Willich. Just goes right through his hands. The first incompletion for Barnhill tonight. So now Hiawatha's going to have to punt the football back to Sabetha with 19.6 seconds to go.
And you think about that one being an incomplete pass. That's actually kind of lucky if you're Hiawatha. Because Matthew Whitaker is who they threw that against, and he's, probably by far the best corner on this defense for the Blue Jays.
So now Marcus Bauman and Josh Herman will drop back to receive this punt from Xavier Oldham. Good snap. Oldham gets the boot away, nearly blocked, but it's a wobbly kick. Will be fielded by Bauman at the 40. He's hit immediately and tackled there at the 43-yard line. As Hiawatha and Nelson King make the stop with 13.5 to go in quarter number one. So both teams have had several possessions here in the opening quarter, but just a field goal to show for it for Hiawatha, who leads 3-0. Bethel operates from right to left. They'll send two receivers out to the right, two running backs to the backfield with Rainier and Herman. This is Josh over the right guard. Now he tries to bounce it outside, still rolling and dragging tacklers with them all the way to the 48-49-yard line. And then what will be the final play of quarter number one. So a gain of 6 yards for Herman, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. Sabatha down 3-0, but they'll have the football near midfield. We return. Hiawatha leads 3-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Alongside Dustin Ghost, I'm Johnny King. We've also got the Sabetha Channel crew here. Logan Bitterman, Craig Schilling, Mike Bitterman, and also Seth Thompson taking care of us back at our studios. Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead over Sabetha, but Sabetha with the football right near midfield, second and four. To start quarter number two as they operate now from left to right to give straight up the middle to Rainier. He'll get the first down to the 46-yard line and is able to pick up 5 yards to move the chains. So Rainier kind of the featured back here early on. He's splitting carries with Josh Herman, each with 4 carries. Rainier, though, with 22 yards. First and 10 for the Blue Jays from the 46 of Hiawatha. The receiver split left. Garber takes the snap, tries to run the option to the left side, but actually it's going to be pulled away by Herman, and he'll roll forward across the 40-yard line at the 39. And that'll be a gain of about 7 yards for Sabetha on first down.
Yeah, and right there on that transfer, it looked like Herman was about 2 yards upfield before he, you know, fully got that football. Great play on the option there for Sabetha's offense.
Second down and 3 from the Hiawatha 39-yard line. This time a toss play to Herman on the left side. He's got some blockers, bounces it out. Flag flies to the 35-yard line, the 30-yard line, but it's coming back.
I think they're calling a call. Hold on, Matthew Garber.
Yeah, on that outside right at the first down sticks just shy about a yard short of it. Well, would have been a, probably a gain of about 10. Instead, it's coming back 10. So that's already marching their offense back. They know it's against them. This will be the second penalty against Sabetha tonight. It is going to be a hold. So that'll move the football back to the 46, close to the 47-yard line. And that'll make it now second and 11.
And that is one issue where you get from running that option to the outside. You get a lot of people in open space. The refs can see everything right there.
This is a run to Herman on the near side, tries to bounce it out, now cuts it back in across the 45-yard line down to the 41. And a gain of 6 yards to make it third down and about 5.
A huge block right there by Jonathan Rainier. Met his man in the backfield and drove him about 6 or 7 yards and let the running back follow right behind him to gain that 6 yards there, John. That was a great block.
So now a third and manageable coming up for Sabetha, who's in 4-down territory. Third down and 5 from the 41, but again, we're going to have whistles, flags, and a false start against the Blue Jays. So, 3 penalties now on Sabetha, and Coach Michael talked about it in the pregame interview. The last 2 weeks, haven't had many penalties, have not turned the ball over, and they've had both of them so far here in the first half.
Kind of looked like just a slight hesitation right there in the interior offensive line. You know, most of the time you can get away with that slight little movement, but right there when you go up instead of left or right, you know, it's almost a dead giveaway for the side judge.
So that'll make it now a third down and 10 for back at the 46-yard line. Two receivers split left. Garber back under center. Two running backs in the backfield. Garber to throw. Looking left. He's under pressure. Now he's going to take off and run to the right side. And he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and shoved out of bounds for maybe a gain of a yard. As Nelson King was able to force him out for a short gain of just two. And that'll bring up a fourth down and about 8 yards.
Spetha got really lucky there. They almost had another false start. Just watching that, Marcus Bauman's back foot.
I thought on the slot, I seen that as well. So now Sabatho faces a fourth down and 8. It'll be at the 44-yard line. I would not be surprised to see Coach Michael use a timeout, try to draw something up here with 9:54 to go in the second quarter. Referee is about to start his count. But instead, they'll get it off. This will be just a punt. Chase Fry was at the running back spot. He gets the ball away, and it's a beauty. Inside of the 10-yard line, it'll roll down and drop dead at the 9. So they toss it back to Fry, who just punts it away. And they'll pin Hiawatha back deep. They'll have it at their own 9-yard line with 9:46 to go in the half. Hiawatha leading 3-0. So far, Hiawatha's defense has hung tough. You got to give credit. They've kind of had a bend but don't break mentality. They've let Sabetha get into their territory a couple of times. But again, Sabetha has shot themselves in the foot. A turnover with a fumble and 3 penalties here in the first half.
Yeah, and one thing we talked about before the game was just Matthew Garber. You know, when he allows, gives enough time to go out and make a pass, Sabetha can make some plays out of the passing game. But so far, the Hiawatha defense has been in the backfield any time that he's even dropped back.
Rocky in motion. This will be a give up the middle. As Cody Nevels pushes it across the 10-yard line to the 15. And he will gain 7 yards on first down. So a solid gain for Nevels. And brings up, actually they'll give him just 6 back to the 15-yard line. So it'll be now 2nd down and 4. Hiawatha with 116 total yards of offense to this point. Just a field goal so far to show for it. 3 receivers split to the right side. Again, the speed option with Barnhill to the right side. He's going to keep it himself again. He breaks free. 25-yard line, now the 30. 35-40. A flag is down back at the 15-yard line, the line of scrimmage. As Barnhill was able to get to the 43-yard line, but a flag is down back again at the line of scrimmage, the 15. And it's coming back.
And that was one of those for Hiawatha. Just the offensive lineman was just holding on to his guy a little too long. The play was already past him about 5 or 10 yards when that flag was thrown. He could have just let his man go, and it probably would have been a huge gain right there. But instead, 10-yard penalty.
That's the 3rd penalty on Hiawatha now here in the first half. 3 penalties for 25 yards. They'll go half the distance to the goal there, so it'll be now 2nd and 11 from back at about the 8-yard line. .850 to go in the opening half. 3-0, Hiawatha leads. Man in motion from left to right. Barnhill takes the snap, gives it up the middle, not going anywhere, being shoved back. Chase Fry in there on the stop for Sabetha. Josh Herman as well, as Cody Nevels has no gain on the play. So now 3rd and 10 coming up for Hiawatha, and this is a dangerous territory for the Redhawks because if you don't pick it up here, you're going to be kicking from near your own end zone.
Yeah, and that is one thing Sabetha does have under their belt, John. 2 out of their 3 drives have started right at midfield, so they're winning the field position battle. You'd just like to see them capitalize, you know, get a couple points on the board, especially right here before half.
3rd down and 10 coming up for the Redhawks. Barnhill to throw. Plenty of time. Throws the ball deep over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete. Great coverage by the Sabetha secondary. Matthew Whitaker was there, and coverage for the Jays. It falls incomplete. Bring up a 4th and 10.
Yeah, and Matthew Whitaker with a great break on that ball. It honestly looked like he was the the receiver on that play, the way he was running that route. It's just kind of an overthrow right there by Barnhill, but good thing it was an overthrow.
Now a dangerous punt as Oldham will stand in his own end zone, set to receive this snap. Bauman and Herman back deep, low snap. Great job by Oldham just to get it away. It'll be fielded on the run by Bauman, and he's tackled from behind. That's a great play by Willich to make the tackle right away, and all the way back to the 47-yard line goes Bauman. So Hiawatha and Oldham does a great job of not only fielding that ground ball that was snapped back to him, but then getting away a good kick, and the special teams unit is able to make a good tackle. I was thinking Sabetha could have a chance to have the ball there about the 30-yard line, but instead it'll be back at the 47.
And that is one thing I'm going to point out to you guys. That's back-to-back punts right there by Hiawatha that Sabetha's almost got to. So keep an eye on that block team, the punt block team here, Sam.
Garber to throw. Steps up, throws the ball over the middle, has a man wide open, but he leaves it short. Jake Byer was wide open at the 25-yard line. Nobody within 10 yards of him. He could have walked into the end zone, but Garber just led him too far in front, and it falls incomplete.
That's where it's smart for Spetha to start kind of throwing the ball a bit more and more because of the fact that Hiawatha's coming in so tight defensively. You got to try to spread him out. That will also help get the running game going as well.
Stops the clock with 7:50 to go in the half. The Redhawks again lead 3-0. Second and 10. Here's a run by Herman. He cuts it back inside. Now he breaks free. Nobody's going to catch him. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Blue Jays. Josh Herman picks up his fourth rushing touchdown in as many weeks. It's 47 yards out, and the Blue Jays finally find the scoreboard.
And the exact same play that they just ran back-to-back the first time, play action pass, second time. You know, Hiawatha's defense was not fooled on that one, but Sabetha just opened up a gap, allowed the running back to just scamper into the end zone untouched.
You say untouched. He was absolutely untouched. Here's Papine for the PAT. It's up. It's through. We have a timeout. 7:41 to go in the opening half. Sabetha finds the end zone here tonight, and they take their first lead of the night. 7-3, the Blue Jays lead. We'll take a break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Those chilly fall nights, the sound of the band. You just can't beat the experience of a small-town football game. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. You will see familiar faces from the USB team in the stands at those games because we live and work where you do. We will be cheering on the team, watching our kids play with yours. It's the little things and the big things that make USB rich in community. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Seven to three, Sabetha leads Hiawatha. A couple other quick score updates while we have an opportunity. Royal Valley trails Rock Creek 25-0. Also, last check, Nemaha Central was up on Republic County 7-0. And Silver Lake leading Pleasant Ridge 17-0. Scores brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So, again, that drive, just two plays, 9 seconds is all it takes. 47-yard run by Josh Herman. It's about to lead 7-3 with 7:41 to go. Pine has a tee back up. Willich and Rocky back deep. It'll be fielded by Willich at his own five. He'll fake the reverse. Now he will give it to Rocky, but he's hit immediately back at the 15-yard line. Nowhere to go. Great job by that special teams unit of Sabetha. Noel Niehuis was there on the stop, along with Nathan Voos. It'll be first and 10 for Hiawatha from their own 15 with 7:35 to go in half number one.
One thing we did talk about with Sabetha earlier, you know, taking advantage of the field position battle. That right there, third possession, that they've got the ball right at about midfield, and they finally punched a touchdown in off of it.
Another quick score update. Holton leads Jeff West 26-0 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Barnhill a throw, has a man open, but he throws it behind him. A miscommunication. He was looking for Rocky here in this left flat. It was well behind him. It falls incomplete.
He had him wide open.
He did. He had probably 5 yards on the defender, but Barnhill threw it behind him. It looked like that he was expecting more of an in route, and Rocky ran it an out route. Well, it stops the clock with 7:31 to go. Darnell started 2 of 2 passing, but he's missed his last three. He's had opportunities. Now he just has to try to connect on one of these. Second down and 10 for the Redhawks by the right hash at the 15. Barnhill run the option to the near side. He's going to toss it out. Running back now tries to cut it back to the inside. This is Oldham. He'll hit the line of scrimmage and fall forward for maybe a yard, but that's it. So it's about the defense all of a sudden shoring up after Hiawatha had a good first couple of drives. Sabetha's defenses gave up very little in the last two drives.
And you said it right there, John, giving up very little. Hiawatha is in danger right now going for their third straight 3-and-out. Looking at a 3rd and 10 right now.
My math's right, and I think it's pretty close. Hiawatha has gained less than 10 yards in their last two drives. 3rd down and 9 for the Redhawks. Big play here. Rocky in motion from left to right. That brings 3 receivers to the right side. They'll throw a swing pass to Rocky. He'll make the grab. Trying to get to the edge. Now he cuts it back inside, but he's going nowhere. Sabetha had it picked up perfectly. As they had 3 different guys over there to make the stop. Christian McAfee there for the Blue Jays. No gain on the play, and another punt coming up for Hiawatha.
And Sabetha just gave Josh Herman a break on that defensive series. He was not in at all defensively on any of those snaps.
Helps when you got depth.
I mean, that's one thing that I absolutely love to see with the Sabetha defense. They're so unselfish. You know, they don't care about the individual tackle. They want 4 or 5 guys making each and every stop.
So now Oldham back to trying to put it away. This is a good snap. He'll get a good kickoff. Actually, no, it'll go off the side of his foot and out of bounds at the 30. Looks like he might have rushed that. I think after the last couple, he thought he had to rush it just to get it off, but it goes off the side of his foot. And so Sabetha's going to have it at the Hiawatha 25-yard line. So only a 10-yard net punt there for the Redhawks and Oldham. And Sabetha now with an opportunity to really take control of this game with 6 minutes to go in the opening half. 1st and 10 from the 25. Garber to throw. Has a man wide open under the middle, and it is going to be dropped. I think that was Rainier. Was it Jonathan? Yep, it was. He had him wide open. Nobody within 20 yards of him. And it falls incomplete, and that's the second time that Sabetha has had a walk-in touchdown on the pass play.
Yeah, it looked like Rainier right there was just wide open, had his hands facing one way. He wanted the near side shoulder throw. And it looked like he got the far side shoulder, couldn't turn his head around fast enough to catch that football.
A little confusion here on 2nd and 10. 2 running backs behind Garber. This will be a give to the right side, bouncing it across the 20-yard line. Now still spinning. Is that Rainier all the way down near the 10-yard line and still dragging tacklers? And he's going to be near a 1st down of the 14.
He actually lost the ball on that one. Sabetha actually recovered it. I believe it was Caden Edelman with the recovery.
So Sabetha, again, nearly gave it away, but it is going to be a 10-yard pickup. It'll make it 1st and 10 for the Blue Jays at the Hiawatha 14-yard line.
I do love that run by Rainier right there, just very patient. He didn't try to, you know, get to the gap too fast right there.
Now here's Herman trying to bounce it outside. Now cuts it back inside of the 10-yard line and is finally drug down from behind at the 5. Hiawatha now is kind of on their heels a little bit. It's about to having the football 2nd and 1 at the 5.
I'm going to keep mentioning it, the field position battle. You know, it's just been started about midfield for every drive for Sabetha. The big touchdown right there, first time they were on Hiawatha's side of the field, and now they're starting at the 25 of Hiawatha.
This will be an underneath give. As for the first time, we're seeing Thad Mintle getting a carry for Sabetha. Cray Schilling told us before the game that was a possibility from a fullback spot. The big man rumbles for about a yard and a half.
Yeah, and you're never really expecting it, you know, when a lineman touches the football there. But once you get one of those big guys with a full head of steam, it's really hard to take him down.
So actually, it's still going to be 3rd down, 3rd and a couple of inches. Garber back under center. He's going to give it off. Getting the 1st down is Jake Beyer. He'll get to the 1-yard line and get 3 yards, and it'll set up a 1st and goal.
And, you know, right here, if I was Sabetha, I would take a little bit of time. You know, you got your first down. You know, you're just kind of hanging out at the one-yard line, but you're also getting the ball back to start in the second half. So you score late right here and get the ball right back, dog.
Middle back in there at fullback. They'll give it to him. The big man's in for a touchdown. That middle scores from a yard out. And we've got a big man touchdown as Sabetha puts on their second touchdown of the first half. Gotta love a big man getting a touchdown. Sabetha runs it to perfection.
Oh, and it just looked like that old school, you know, a big running back, Jerome Bettis type, you know, just no gloves, no anything. You just hand the big man the rock, watch him just pile into the end zone.
Extra point is true. For the timeout, 3:47 to go in the half. Sabetha now leads 14-3. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
A drive, five plays, a little bit over 2 minutes off the clock, 25 yards, and it's a bad middle. The big man touchdown for Sabetha. The Blue Jays now lead 14-3 with 3:47 to go in the half. Hiawatha trying to put something together. Hiawatha started the game. They decided to take the football after they won the toss. They did go down and get points, but since then they have not been able to put anything on the scoreboard. So this is a big drive right here before halftime. It's plenty of time for this Hiawatha offense that can be up-tempo at times. So here's Papine. This will be a shorter kick this time. It'll be Rocky who will let it bounce and field it on the run of the 20. Coming up the middle. Now tries to bounce it outside. He's got room. The 30-yard line spins forward to the 34. A good return by Ashton Rocky, and Hiawatha will have decent field position with, again, 3:40 remaining in the half.
Yeah, I know we've mentioned the field position battle, John, but when you look at it, Hiawatha coming down scoring that first touchdown, and then they opt to kick the onside kick. You know, that early in the game, ever since then, they've been trying to play catch-up with the field position battle. They've been getting the ball behind their own 30-yard line, you know, every possession, and every time they punt, Sabetha is getting the ball right at about midfield.
See what the Redhawks have. They'll send a man in motion. That's Rocky on first and 10. This will be Neville's on a big run. He bounces it outside of the 40-yard line. He's going to be near a first down. He'll get about 8 yards to the 42. And I'll give him actually down to 41, so a gain of 8 yards to bring up second and 2. So for Neville's, that is his best run so far of the game.
I think this is a huge drive for Hiawatha here, seeing as your last three are going, you know, three straight, three and outs. I think right here you kind of have to set your foot down, try to get some, you know, a little bit of gas here, try to score it before half.
If anything, try to at least flip the field against Sabetha, something deep to work with. Here is Barnhill straight up the middle, but he is slammed down. Right at the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go. And I think that middle in there on a big stop. Also, Caden Edelman there for Sabetha. And actually, it's going to be a loss of a yard for Barnhill to bring up a third and 3.
I would try to give you a name on that one, John, but the 6 or 7 Blue Jays in on that tackle. I mean, you just got to chalk that one up for the team.
So now third and 3. What do the Redhawks draw up here with 2:25? 5 to go in the half. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line near the right hash. Three receivers split left. Hiawatha operates from right to left. Barnhill in the pistol. He's going to run the option to the near side. He'll toss it out. Looking to get the edge. Now cutting it back inside. And I don't think he got there. That was Neville. He might have got the yard back that he lost, but that's it. That'll bring up now a 4th and 2. Great job by Sabetha. Since that opening quarter, this entire second, they have just been rallying to the football. And now decision time if you're Hiawatha. I think you've got to punt the football away here.
And huge credit to head coach Gary Michael right there for Sabetha. You know, ever since that first drive, the outside linebackers have been just rushing to the football right there. Tristan Whitworth was in the backfield, you know, just hitting the quarterback and making him make that option faster than he was in the first quarter.
Offense stayed out there for Hiawatha, although Oldham is the tailback. Trying to get Sabetha to jump offsides. They do not, and now Coach Downer is just going to take a timeout. We'll take the timeout with 1:19 to go. We'll take the break with them. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's time for a break, and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Fresh Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 1:19 to go in the half. It's 14-3. It's about the leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast, Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair, at the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Welcome back. 1:19 to go. 14-3 is the lead for Sabetha over Hiawatha. Redhawks with a fourth down and three play. You're out of the timeout. They had the offense out there initially. And they're going to have the offense out there again out of the timeout. Barnhill will be in the pistol set. It'll be Neville's the tailback. Three receivers split to the right side. And a tight end in on the left. Hiawatha operates from right to left. Fourth and three. Barnhill takes the snap. He's going to throw a swing pass to the right side. A flag is down. Willich has the first down, but it might be coming back. A flag is down right in the middle of the field, right out of the center position. And that is big because that was going to be a pickup of almost 10 for Hiawatha. But now it may be coming back. That's going to be a legal low block against Hiawatha. And so instead of a first down, it'll be fourth down again, and now Hiawatha is going to have to punt the football away. That is a huge, huge play. Hiawatha was going to have it near midfield with still a little over a minute to go, but now they're going to boot it away.
An interesting play call. It happened to work out for Hiawatha, but you know how I feel about the bubble screen, John. I think it's just a kind of a filler play, not much really works for it. Usually gets about 1 to 2 yards there, but Hiawatha did have a great gain right there, but, you know, the penalties, we talked about them earlier, they'll just shoot yourself in the foot with them.
High snap. Oldham gets it down, gets the boot away, barely, nearly had it blocked, but he's going to get a good kick out of it. Bounces at the 45, takes the Hiawatha roll down near the 36-yard line. So, again, Dustin, you talked about it. Sabetha keeps getting so, so close to blocking a punt. But the Blue Jays are going to have the football with a minute 5 remaining. And, again, Sabetha does have a good kicker as well. So you got to think you get 30 yards or so here, and you're going to give yourself an opportunity.
Yeah, and it was just, we noticed it right there with kind of the shank punt on the last one with Xavier Oldham. He's not going to be getting a lot of time, and, you know, that's starting to get in his head. You know, he's starting to hear those footsteps, and they're getting a little bit louder, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if Sabetha ends up with a block here tonight.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Carver to throw, pumps right. Now he's going to throw a ball deep to the right side, looking for Bauman, and it's going to be knocked away. Good coverage by Ashton Rocky. He already has an interception return for a score this season. And he played that absolutely perfect.
That was going to be my next question for you right before they just answered it right there. You know, do you try to take a shot? You got a minute. You got three timeouts. You know, you do have the two scores. What do you do here? But you can see Sabetha's not hitting the brakes at any point in time right now.
So that'll bring up second and 10 from at the 36-yard line with right at 1 minute to go here in half number one. Barber in the shotgun. He's going to give a handoff to the right side of Herman. He cuts it back inside, gets to the 40-yard line, and runs over a man to the 41. He's able to gain 6 yards, and Coach Michael will use a timeout. We'll take this break with the Blue Jays. 52.2 to go in the half. 14-3, the Blue Jays lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
.2 to go in the first half, 14-3 our score. Sabetha leads Hiawatha. The Blue Jays with a third down and five play out of the timeout from across the 40-yard line. Garber will be under center here, single receivers each way. Garber hands it off to Herman along the left side. He's got some room. Looking to bounce it out now. He gets a block. That's an easy call for the official. That's got to be a block in the back. I don't think they got it because I don't know if he got him all the way, but Herman does run out of bounds at the 43-44-yard line. And I think the referee has a flag in his hand. Yeah, he did. That was a pretty easy call. Tyler Willis just got shoved directly in the back.
Yeah, and that's the only fault to running the ball to the outside. You know, get more people out in space. We talked about it earlier. You know, the referees have eyes on everything.
Oh, he could see that from a mile away. You see the two hands go right into the back of Tyler Willis. So it is a 10-yard penalty on Sabetha.
We're pretty even so far on the penalty stat. You got four penalties for each team.
And so the clock is rolling under 40 seconds to go. Garber's going to be in the shotgun. Running backs on each side. Two receivers split to the near side. Third down and 11. Going to be a quarterback draw. Here goes Garber on the run to the 40-yard line, 45, and he's pulled down from behind near a first down. I think they're going to go ahead and give it to him. It'll be a gain of about 12 to move the sticks. Or do they stop it for a first down, or are they saying it's short? Well, I think Coach Michael's wondering what's happening because I think he's going to say if you're going to stop it for a first down, he doesn't want a timeout. Now he's coming out on the field to talk to the head referee because a clock was going to stop if it's a first down. And it probably should have stopped at least to measure it, but I think the referees look at it and say it's a full half a yard or 6 inches short. So Sabetha is going to have to use a timeout.
And from my angle, I think that's an interesting spot. I think they took off a good 18 to 20 inches on that one. Should have been a first down. Now you're looking at fourth and short.
24.9 to go. Sabetha now uses this timeout. They'll have one remaining. And the Blue Jays lead 14-3. You're wondering, Sabetha is going to get the football to start half number two.
Well, you know your defense is stepping up. That's four straight three and outs that Sabetha's defense has forced here. Do you try to go for the bomb here, John, or do you just try to get the first down, burn a timeout?
They've got Chase Fry out there to boot the football away. So, there's your decision. This is dangerous because Ashton Rocky is extremely, extremely shifty and dangerous back standing at his own 15-yard line for this punt from Fry. Good spiral, wobbly punt that'll be fielded by Rocky. Fumbles it, but he jumps on it. Sabetha is trying to say they have it, but they do not. Looking Rocky's right on top of it. That's Hiawatha will have it with 17.3 to go. So it could have been disaster for Hiawatha, but instead they hold on to it. And I think the issue there was that Rocky didn't call for a fair catch. He had a Sabetha kick coverage man right on him, but Rocky actually was going to try to field that kick off with it. But luckily for the Redhawks, he's able to fall on it, so now no harm, no foul. But what does Hiawatha do with only 17 seconds to go?
Well, then you know Rocky wanted it, trying to make something happen right there before half. Also, the last kickoff that he had, you know, he was one broken tackle away from taking that 80 yards to the house.
And Coach Michael's going to use his third and final timeout. So let's go ahead and take this quick break. 17.3 to go. It's 14-3. It's about the leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.3 to go here in the opening half. 14-3 is the score. Sabetha leading Hiawatha. Hiawatha with a 1st and 10. Their own 19-yard line out of the Sabetha timeout. Two receivers split to the near side for the Redhawks. Grant Barnhill is in the pistol set with the running back behind him. Single coverage is out here on the near side. If Hiawatha does like to take a shot, and they will. Barnhill, though, under pressure, he's got to roll to the right side. Now he just takes off. He'll run out of bounds and stop the clock with 11.5 to go as he runs out of bounds for maybe a yard. They'll give him a full 2 to make it 2nd and 8.
Great pursuit right there by defensive lineman Thad Menold. He was in the backfield. Barnhill had nowhere to go with that. He just had to roll out of the pocket, kind of take things into his own hands. All he did was burn about 6 seconds off the clock and gain about 2 yards there.
It's kind of surprising that Barnhill didn't look to this near side because he had two guys in single coverage, but instead he runs out of bounds and makes it 2nd down and 8. Now here's Rocky in motion from right to left. Run up the middle to the 30-yard line goes Cody Nevels. He'll pick up a 1st down. He runs for 10 yards, and that'll stop the clock momentarily. Hiawatha right back on the football. 4 seconds, 3 seconds to go. 1 second now, and Hiawatha's not going to get a playoff. So, we have reached halftime. Two quarters are in the books. It's 14-3. Sabetha leads Hiawatha. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and summarize the first half on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you gotta get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabetha High School. Our halftime score, 14-3. Sabetha leads Hiawatha alongside Dustin Gosa and the Sabetha Channel crew of Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Chris Schilling. I'm Johnny Kane, Ted Tullison, our man back at the studios. And you look at this game, Hiawatha, they won the opening coin toss, They got the football first, had a great start to this game, drove all the way down, and it was Xavier Oldham giving Hiawatha an early lead on a 35-yard field goal. Second down and six, ball spot near the right hash. This is Herman along the right side. He bounces it out, and out of the ball pops free, and it does, and they're going to say it is. Is it Hiawatha football? Yeah, it is. It's going to be a fumble by Sabetha. They have gone back-to-back weeks without turning the football over, but they turn it over on their opening drive tonight, and Hiawatha recovers up 3-0. That actually was a fumble that came after the Oldham field goal attempt, so Hiawatha led 3-0, got a fumble from Sabetha, and was able to then drive down the field again, then tried to attempt a 46-yard field goal by Oldham. It was well short. Sabetha took over, but they had to punt on the next two drives. Hiawatha would punt on every drive the rest of the first half, but Sabetha, with 7:41 to go in quarter number two, got the big play that they needed, a 47-yard run by Josh Herman. Second and 10. Here's a run by Herman. He cuts it back inside. Now he breaks free. Nobody's going to catch him. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Blue Jays. And so Herman picks up that 47-yard run to make it 7-3. The Sabetha defense then got another three and out of Hiawatha, and on their second consecutive drive, found the end zone. This time, the big man, Thad Middle, from a yard out. Middle back in there, fullback, they'll give it to him. The big man's in for a touchdown. Thad Middle scores from a yard out, and we've got a big man touchdown as Sabetha puts on their second touchdown of the first half. Hiawatha again had to punt on every drive remaining in the first half, and Sabetha had a three and out on their final drive. So both defenses played pretty well for the most part in the first half, but it's Sabetha with a 14-3 advantage. If you look back at the first half statistics, we'll start with Hiawatha. 137 total yards of offense. A lot of that came in the opening quarter. 101 yards of rushing. They averaged over 5 yards per carry, 3 of 6 passing for 36 yards individually. Grant Barnhill, 7 carries for 68 yards. Cody Nevels, 7 carries for 27. Xavier Oldham, 4 for 10. Ashton Rocky and Tyler Willich, each with 1 carry for the Redhawks. Barnhill passing the football was 3 of 6 for 36 yards. Tyler Willich, Ashton Rocky, and Carson Gilbert with the 3 catches for Hiawatha. Sabetha, meanwhile, 150 total yards of offense. Most of theirs come in the second quarter. All of those 150 yards come on the ground. They average 6.8 yards per carry. Led by Josh Herman, 9 carries, 84 yards, 1 touchdown, the big one, the 47-yarder. Jonathan Renier, 5 carries, 32 yards. Jake Byer, 3 for 14. Matthew Garber, 3 for 18. And Thad Middle, 2 carries for 2 yards and 1 touchdown. Matthew Garber was 0 for 3 passing as well. For Sabetha, 4 penalties for 30 yards in the first half. Hiawatha, 3 for 25. So, Justin, you look back at that first half, it really couldn't have started better for Hiawatha, but Sabetha did a good job of settling in and really dominating that entire second quarter.
Yeah, it looked like a first drive. Hiawatha kind of did whatever they wanted to do on offense, gaining about 10 to 15 yards per play. Penalties kind of backtracked them just a little bit on that first drive, but once Sabetha settled down, like you said, the defense stepped up. 4 straight drives with 3 and outs. And that's what you got to do when you have a high-powered offense, a speed rushing attack like the Hiawatha Redhawks are. I think Sabetha's defense really stepped up, especially going into that second quarter. And, you know, huge stop right there at the end, making sure no points were on the board, and they get the football back to start the half. That's huge here at home on senior night.
Those statistics were brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Again, our halftime score, 14-3. Sabetha leads Hiawatha. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Seth will have some scores of other games going on around the area. So you're at halftime. We have our featured game of the week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadband benefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Seth Tunnelson here with you during the halftime program on 103.9 FM KNZA. We're at 11 minutes past the top of the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, halftime between the Big 7 League matchup between the Blue Jays and the Red Hawks over in Sabetha here tonight. As we've got the Blue Jays leading this one 14-3. The Red Hawks went up 3-0 in the first quarter, but it's been all Sabetha ever since that point. And again, the Blue Jays lead it 14-3. The Blue Jays will get the ball back again to start the second half. We do have other scores coming your way right now. Halftime scores, all of these. Axtell leads Onega today 22-8. That game on 92.1 FM KMZA. Also tonight, Jackson Heights, JCN, defensive showdown here as the Cobras lead this one at the half 7-0. Holton tonight all over Jeff West, 40-0 is the score there, and also leading 37-0, a shutout in the works currently for Rock Creek as they lead Royal Valley in district play as well. Other halftime scores, Wabunsee leads Centralia 28-14. Close one at Washington County tonight as the Dragons of Valley Falls lead that one by two, 14-12 the score at the break. And also in district play tonight, it is Perry LeCompton in District 3 in Class 3A. They lead Santa Fe Trail 21-0. Perry over the Chargers again of Santa Fe. Again, our halftime score, we've got Sabetha over Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM. Join me here this evening after the conclusion of our Sabetha-Hiawatha Game of the Week for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, as we'll have all of the finals from throughout Northeast Kansas here tonight, and we will also bring you kind of an update of a roundup of districts and where teams finish up. That's all coming up in the Community National Bank Scoreboard Show at the end of the evening. We're going to take our next break. We'll come back. We'll have more information again on the first half after this on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, would like to spotlight the Northeast Kansas commercial lending team. David Crawford, market president, has over 29 years banking experience and specializes in production agriculture and cattle financing. I'm Nick Harling with 24 years of banking experience and specialize in production agriculture and commercial business. We are here for your commercial banking needs and to help you with your financial goals. Please visit a Moreland James location or visit our website at bankbv.com.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Kansas. They appreciate your local support.
Life is short, but don't be someone who shortens the life of another. Every day, 6 emergency responders die because a motorist has decided it's too much effort to slow down and move into another lane. At any given time, the team at Morrill Collision Repair will have 1 to 3 drivers out on the highways and interstates assisting stranded people. Out of concern for our drivers and the law enforcement officers, we ask you to do your part. Please, obey the law and save lives. Slow down and move over.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Bruick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Bruick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Bruick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Bruick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Again, we're at halftime of tonight's Class 3A District 4 game between Sabetha and Hiawatha. The Blue Jays hold a 14-3 advantage here at intermission. Alongside Dustin Gosa, I'm Johnny Kane. We've also got Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Trey Schilling here as well on the Sabetha channel. You can watch the game on Facebook at Sabetha channel. Also online at MSCSports.net. And we've got our guy Seth taking care of us back at the studio. So we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show for us after the game tonight. Scores, recaps, everything. Here are the final week of the regular season. It is hard to believe we are in the final week with playoffs beginning just 1 week from today. But you look back at this game, I mean, Logan, we'll start with you. It's Sabetha. They've played about as poorly as they could in the first quarter, but they played almost as good as they could in the second quarter.
Yeah, and that's just where it's one of those games where you see on paper what both teams, obviously they haven't played each other till, you know, now. They see what the other one's doing. They've watched game film on the other one. You know, the coach is sitting there, you know, critiquing, saying, okay, this is what we need to do defensively or offensively against the other one. But then it's not until you get out there that you really get an actual feel for it, obviously. And both teams came, and you said it at the beginning of the game when Hiawatha wanted the ball. They wanted to come out and be aggressive. Well, Sabetha, they kind of flipped momentum, you know, halfway through the second quarter, and they were being more aggressive, you know, offensively and defensively. And the biggest thing, you just mentioned that playoffs start next week. Don't tell coaches on the Sabetha staff that. It started against Holton in week number 4.
And you look back just overall at this game, too. I look at it for Hiawatha. I mean, Dustin, this is kind of interesting. I was walking around here at halftime. I heard one of the Hiawatha fans say, you know, we started off the game, we were running that option play, and we were getting 10, 15 yards a pop, but we haven't hardly ran it since then. And I got to thinking about it. Really, that was the best play that Hiawatha had there in that opening quarter, and they just kind of went away from it. They went away from that option game. They tried to run more plays up the middle, trying to throw the ball a little bit, and really kind of lost their groove they had in that opening quarter.
Yeah, it was one thing you said early on in the game, John. You know, they didn't have much success running the ball up the middle. It was all just outside runs, running to the far side of the field, you know, getting in an open space, and that was what was really working for Hiawatha. Like you said, they're getting away from that game plan. It allowed Sabetha to kind of get on a roll, and once they got that first three-and-out stop, the second three-and-out stop, then it started to, you know, start compile. They started, you know, winning that field position battle, like we talked about, going down, getting some points on the board. And now, if you're Hiawatha, you know, you kind of shouldn't say in panic mode just quite yet, but you're also, you know, got a little sense of urgency there. You're going to have to start going through the air more. I really think just because they got out of their game plan for those 2-3 drives, it's going to, you know, have a lasting impact on this game.
So you look at it for Hiawatha, they have to get a stop here on this first drive of the third quarter, as Sabetha is going to get the football after Hiawatha won the toss and elected to receive. So this Hiawatha defense has got to come through big. Really, they played pretty well for the most part. You look at Hiawatha, you got to give them a ton of credit, because This is us about the offense that has put up over 50 points the last 2 weeks, but they hold them to just two touchdowns in the opening quarter, or the opening half. And really, when you look at it, for Sabetha, both of those touchdown drives were on short fields. So it's all going to start here on this opening drive. Hiawatha's defense has to get a stop. It's Josh Herman and Marcus Bauman back deep to receive this kick as Sabetha will go from right to left in the third quarter. Oldham will tee the football up. He will kick from left to right. And they're still running down the final minute of the halftime clock, although both teams are out on the field ready to go. I don't know if it's a requirement from Keisha or not, but I think they're going to get ready and give Oldham the football here. I don't know if they have to.
I think it has to do with the amount of time they have to warm up and after the initial 15 minutes.
So now we're just awaiting a final 30 seconds or so to come off this clock. And I learn something new every day. So again, 14-3 is our score here at halftime. Sabetha leads Hiawatha, and they'll give Oldham the football as the final 10 seconds or so get ready to tick off this halftime clock. They'll reset it when it expires and put 12 minutes up there. This is a big drive coming up for the Sabetha Blue Jays and the Hiawatha defense. So the time has expired from halftime. They'll put 12 minutes on the clock. Again, 14-3 is our score. Oldham is ready to go. Referee blows the whistle, and third quarter is underway. Oldham, a low line drive kick that's going to be fielded by Bauman at his own 12-yard line. He is straight up the middle of the 25-30. Breaks free at the 40. Here he goes, a foot race to the 50. 45-40. 35-30. It is a foot race to the 15, the 10, the 5. Bauman to the house. 87 yards to the house for Marcus Bauman, and Sabetha gets the big play right away in quarter number three.
And how about it, John? You see, you know, we had to wait that extra minute. Both teams are out on the field. You know, you would have thought they would have lost a little bit of momentum right there, but Bauman, you know, he picked that ball up, found one hole, stuck his foot in the ground, and took off running. He was untouched all the way to the end zone right there.
Sabetha, two punt returns for touchdowns last week. And they get a kickoff return for a touchdown to start the third quarter. Papine's PAT is good. Sneaks inside of the right upright. And we have a timeout already. 11:46 to go in the third quarter. Sabetha now leads 21-3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. Prior to becoming a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, I believed that chiropractic care was elective care. Now that I have been educated by Dr. Lukert and his staff and experienced exceptional treatment at their office, I know that chiropractic care is essential to achieving and maintaining overall health and wellness. I wouldn't go or take my family anywhere else, and I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to your family as well.
Kansaland Radio.
Wow, what a way to start the third quarter for Sabetha. An 87-yard kick return for a touchdown from Marcus Bauman. The Blue Jays now lead 21-3. And you can tell that Hiawatha's sideline is just deflated. We talked about if they could try to get a stop, but it didn't even matter. Their defense didn't even get an opportunity to get on the field because of Sabetha's special team again. For the second straight week, comes up with a big play. So now Hiawatha will get the football. It's a short end-over-end kick by Papine. It'll be fielded on the run by Willis. He's going to try to run to the far side. He gets to the 25-yard line and then gets chopped down at the 28. And that is where Hiawatha will start their opening drive of the third quarter. And now you look at it for Hiawatha, you desperately need a touchdown now.
Yeah, that sense of urgency that I mentioned there right before the start of the second half, now I think it's the time that you're going to have to start making some of these drives mean something. You know, they marched down the field early in the first quarter. Let's see if they can do it again here in the start of the second half.
First and 10 for the Red Hawks from their own 29-yard line. Three receivers split to the right for Barnhill. He'll throw a swing pass to the near side of Willis. He gets a good block now trying to get the edge to the 30, the 35. He'll be hammered there at the 36-yard line. So he is going to pick up positive yardage as Jake Byer and Christian McAfee come over to make the stop along with Marcus Bauman. A solid gain of about 6 yards on first down to bring up second and four.
And one thing I did notice right there, Tyler Willich kind of limping back to the huddle right after that play. Something to keep your eye on.
Mentioned early in this game, Willich is dealing with a knee injury. He's got a swollen right knee. You can see that he's got a wrap around that right knee as he trots over to the sideline on this second down and four play. Three receivers split left for the Redhawks. Barnhill back in the pistol set with a running back behind him. And in motion, that's Rocky from left to right, hitting the carry is Nevels. He's hit immediately and slammed back. Maybe got a yard, but that's it. So that'll bring up now a third and three.
And Logan, you get to watch the Sabetha football team, you know, week in and week out. It seems like the defense is kind of just doing what they want to do. It's not like they're kind of, you know, feeding into what Hiawatha's doing. They're calling their play and matching it up to theirs.
Yeah, and the one thing, over the years, you've seen in Sabetha's defense, and possibly their strongest position, it just seems like every single year, is the linebacking corps. They always have great linebackers back there. It doesn't matter who comes in, who comes out. Obviously, you got Thad Middle. Jonathan Rainier's coming up and playing it right now, and you got Josh Herman, who's back there at the linebacking spots for Sabetha.
Drift receivers, a man in motion, and we're going to have a delay of game for against Sabetha, and that is a big, big penalty. Instead of third and three, it'll now be third and eight. Hiawatha, against Hiawatha. So Hiawatha gets the penalty instead of third and three, third and eight for the Redhawks back at the 32-yard line.
And that's right where Sabetha wants, you know, Hiawatha. Four straight possessions to end the first half, three and out. Right here, you're looking at a long third down conversion. They get Hiawatha to punt the ball here, John. You might be wrapping this one up.
9:40 to go in the third quarter, 21-3. Hiawatha desperately needs a big play. Three receivers split to the left, third down, and maybe closer to seven. Barnhill will throw a ton of time, pumps left. Now he's going to take off and run to the left side. Still under pressure, and he's going to be taken down for a big loss. All the way back to the 25-yard line. The loss of 7 yards, and it'll be a punt coming up for the Redhawks. It's a great job by that the Sabetha secondary. Great coverage as Barnhill had a ton of time, but just nowhere to throw the football.
Yeah, that's one thing they're going to point out on film this week. You know, you love when your linebackers and your defensive line get back to the quarterback, but when the secondary is the reason for it, you know, that really lights up the defensive coordinator's eyes.
Another near-block punt. It'll roll into the Sabetha territory and roll dead at the 47-yard line. So, again, Sabetha going to have great field position with 8:48 to go, leading 21-3.
And we saw it kind of in the first half. Sabetha, they weren't afraid to run play-action pass, weren't afraid to, you know, get guys out there on the outside as far as receivers. But here you're up 21-3, you know, you just made them punt. Momentum's definitely on your side. This is going to be ground and pound to start out.
First and 10 for the Blue Jays from their own 47-yard line. Give up the middle, running forward to the 45-yard line is Jake Byer. He'll gain about 7 yards or so and make it second and three.
And I think it's more obvious of what Sabetha wants to do here. Like you said, with the ground and pound, it's something that's just been a staple here in Sabetha for years. But right before half, he just saw Matthew Garber warming up, throwing the ball, and now he doesn't have a need to.
This is going to be a give to Herman. He's got the first down, and then he gets stood up right at the first down mark. It's going to depend on the spot. We'll see where they give him. And I think they're going to give him about 6 inches short of a first down. Actually, no, the referee's going to just look at it and say first down. Didn't even measure it. He looked at it from the far side of the field and said first down. So it'll be officially a gain of three for Herman. And it will move the sticks. Josh nearing 100 yards rushing on the night. This is a run up the middle. Again, it's Byer. Actually, I think that's Rainier. That was Rainier on the carry. He'll get across the 40-yard line of the 37.
Interesting right here by the Sabetha offense, getting the play in, getting straight to the line. You know, you'd think they want to milk some clock being up three scores here.
They are going for the jugular, that's for sure. Second down and five. Garber is going to throw. throws the ball over the middle, has a man wide open. It's Bauman. He'll make the catch. The 10, the 5, touchdown, Blue Jays. A touchdown pass for Matthew Garver, his 7th of the year. And for Bauman, that is touchdown reception number 2. And that could be the dagger early. 7:19 to go in the third quarter. It's on Alpha Pine. Kick is up, and it is good. So, 40-yard touchdown pass from Garber to Bauman, and the Blue Jays now lead 28-3. I think a timeout with 7:19 to go in the third. The Blue Jays all over the Red Hawks now on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Hansaland Radio.
Officially a 37-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Garber to Marcus Bauman. Only a 4-play drive that takes a little over a minute off of the clock. Sabetha now with a big lead. It was a 14-3 lead at halftime, but already, not even midway through the third quarter, it's ballooned to a 28-3 advantage. Crazy enough, that was just the first completion for Matthew Garber tonight. Big kick by Papine. It'll drive Willich all the way back to his own goal line. On the return to the 15, he gets shoved hard at the 20-yard line. And it's actually Ashton Rocky on the return. He'll get to the 20. That is it. That's where the Red Hawks will start this drive with 7:14 to go. So now if you're Hiawatha, you're trying to get anything positive on this drive, let alone put some points on the board. The offense has just been held in check ever since about the start of the second quarter.
Yeah, barring the possession that went to halftime when they only had 17 seconds left, that's 5 straight possessions with a 3-and-out punt.
First and 10 from the right hash at the 20. 3 receivers to the near side. Barnhill in the pistol set. Looking to run the option. He'll keep it himself up the middle. Again, 4 different Sabetha defenders are there to limit the gain to just 3. Sabetha is saying that Barnhill fumbled the football, but the referee is saying he was down. So a gain of 3 for Brant Barnhill.
The thing that's impressed me the most with Sabetha was after that first drive, they really, really buckled down. And it's just one of those things where they're being very disciplined, not allowing any gaps, and it's really shut down this Hiawatha offense.
So 2nd and 7 coming up for the Red Hawks as we're under 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 3 receivers split left. Barnhill back in the pistol. Now a man in motion. It's an underneath give. This is Oldham. He'll get a big gainer across the 30-yard line up near the 35. And that'll be a run of 13 yards, and it will move the chains. So Oldham has his best carry of the night. Hiawatha finally picks up a first down. Not going to keep this drive alive. 1st and 10 from their own 35. 6:12 to go in the third.
And believe it or not, that was Hiawatha's first down they've had since about the 7-minute mark of the first quarter.
Ball spot near the right hash. Barnhill takes the snap, looking to throw. Looking left side, pumps, now rolls left, still rolling. A flag flies. Barnhill's going to take off and run. He'll be hit hard as it gets to the 40-yard line, but there's a flag down at about the line of scrimmage. It was thrown by the side judge over there.
And Barnhill had plenty of time there, and I think that is going to be what the penalty was. It was probably going to be a holding on the offensive line.
They're actually going to give the signal. It is a holding against Hiawatha. So that'll be the fifth penalty against the Red Hawks tonight. And that'll make it all the way back to the 20-yard line. So that'll make it first and 25. Barnhill awaits the snap and the pistol, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Michael Downard of Hiawatha. This timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the congested stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Timeout comes with 5:42 to go in the third quarter. It's Sabatha 28, Hiawatha 3 from the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabatha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
.542 to go out of the timeout in the third quarter, 28-3. Sabatha leads Hiawatha. First and 25 coming up here out of the timeout. Back to the 20-yard line. Hiawatha sends three receivers to the right side. Barnhill in the pistol set. Throw it to the near flat. It's caught. Now looking for a double pass. They've got a man wide open, but it's going to be picked off. Intercepted by Chase Fry at the 40-yard line. Sabatha gets a big takeaway, and they can start to really ice this game away.
I think that was a good trick play call right there coming out of this timeout. However, you always have to worry about, you know, when your quarterback isn't the one that's throwing the football, you know, having a little bit of an underthrow. He had a wide receiver wide open, but when your quarterback isn't the one who makes that pass, it ends up being a little bit of an underthrow, ends up being an interception.
So about the offense right out there on the football. They're ready to go. First and 10. Handed off up the middle. Being shoved back across the 40-yard line is going to be Renier. He'll get to the 39-yard line, and he'll gain about 2 yards. That'll bring up second and 8. Tell you what, Sabatha right now, they are in hyperdrive, wasting no time getting out there on the football. 5 minutes to go in the third, 28-3. This is a 14-3 game intermission, but Sabatha got a kick return for a score to start the third quarter. And a big passing touchdown right after that. Here's Herman along the left side. He's breaking tackles. Gets to the 30-yard line. He'll pick up a first down to the 29-yard line. What an individual effort, though, by Josh Herman. That's a gain of nearly 10 for Josh Herman. This is where Sabatha just wears you down. Late in the game, already up 28-3 and just continuing to come right at you. First and 10 from the 29. Garber to throw. As a slant pattern wide open. Goodbye. See you later. Touchdown. 29 yards. Tristan Wentworth on the reception. And he takes it to the house. Another passing touchdown for Matthew Garber, his second of the night.
And that was one of those plays that you alluded to earlier, Logan, where Hiawatha just had all 11 men just stacked within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and it just allowed two tight ends to just get up into open space. And at that point, it's just a toss-up in the air for a touchdown.
Now Papine back on for the PAT. High snap, pulled down. Papine's kick is straight through there. He has been perfect on the night tonight. Timeout on the field with 4:26 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is now Sabatha 35, Hiawatha 3 on KNZA and the Sabatha channel at MSESports.net.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabatha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.426 to go here in the third quarter, 35-3. Sabetha has really opened this one up over Hiawatha. It's just been a dominant performance, really, since the first quarter by the Blue Jays tonight. Find another booming kick. This is going to go all the way into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. Tell you what, special teams for Sabetha has been about a 10 out of 10 tonight. I don't think you can say one bad thing about the special teams this evening.
And it's been everywhere. You know, the kick return, the kickoff coverage, and then you want to look at, there's been almost four punts blocked tonight. I mean, we're talking just by a hair. So that's just one thing, like you said, with Sabetha, it's not only the defense being so hot tonight, it's also the special teams doing their job.
Well, first and 10 for Hiawatha from their own 20-yard line. 4:26 to go in the third quarter. Command in motion from left to right. This will be a give straight up the middle across the 20-yard line over the right guard to the 23. That's Cody Nevels. He'll gain 3 yards. A couple of quick score updates. At the half, it was Perry LeCompton leading 21-0. So if Sabetha hangs on, and if Perry LeCompton hangs on, it looks like Sabetha will travel to Perry LeCompton next week for the first round of the playoffs. Might be a game that we'll have on both the radio and online. We'll keep you updated. We'll have several opportunities coming up next week. Here's another run up the middle, spinning forward, and finally getting to the 25-yard line is Xavier Oldham. He will gain 2, and it'll bring up 3rd and 5. Another score update. Jackson Heights leads Jeff County North in a good one, 7-0 at the end of three quarters. Riverside is leading Morehouse Academy 14-7. Third down and 5 here for Hiawatha. This is just going to be Barnhill straight up the middle. He'll try to power his way forward. He'll be short of a first down by about 2 yards. They'll give him 3 and bring up a 4th and 2. Here's kind of a shocker. While Buncee also leads Centralia 35-20. Centralia, though, already locked up that district championship in Class 1A.
One thing I've noticed was Hiawatha just getting out of their comfort zone right here, and it's one of those things. You have a 3rd and 5, and you try to run it up the middle knowing that you're only getting a yard or two there. I think they should definitely try to attack the outside of Sabetha here.
Yeah, we really haven't seen that option play, and they're going to get Barnhill as he fumbled the snap. His knee was down. It was a low snap again. Barnhill's had several of those back to him tonight. He tried to reach down to grab it, but when he grabbed it, his knee was down, so that's going to be a turnover on down. And Sabetha's going to have it deep at Hiawatha territory at the 23-yard line.
You guys, let's see what happens here. If you're Sabetha, obviously, the coaches talk about you don't want to look ahead. You don't want to, you know, focus on the next week. But you're up 35-3. You're possibly looking at going to Perry next week if you hold on the win. If they score here, maybe start getting some backups in so your starters don't take the risk of getting injured before next week.
I don't know if you forget who's on the sideline. That's Garrett Michael. I don't know if he's going to do that too early. Here's Josh Herman along the right side. He'll finally be pulled down near a first down. Be about a half a yard short, I believe, of a first down, but a good run again by Josh as he gains 9 yards. Josh Herman now over 100 yards rushing tonight, 105 yards. He does have a rushing touchdown this evening. What a huge week he had last week, or really the last 3 or 4 weeks. Josh Herman has been on fire for Sabetha run game. 2nd down and a short yard. This is Herman along the left side. Actually, the ball pops free, and Hiawatha's got it. Hiawatha recovers at the 10-yard line. So the second turnover for Sabetha tonight. That is one thing that Coach Michael is not going to be happy with. Hiawatha will take over with 1:47 to go here in the third quarter.
Right there, just looked like Matthew Garber just kind of held onto the ball for just a tad too long. He actually, in my opinion, should have pulled it. He had nobody on the outside cover right there, outside contain, he probably could have walked that into the end zone. But because he held onto the ball for too long, it ended up being a fumble on his end.
First and 10 for Hiawatha from the 9. Barnhill pumps once. Now he rolls out right as he's going to take off and run with it. He gets across the 10-yard line before he's pulled down from behind to the 13-yard line. That was Chase Fry in on the stop. A gain of 4 for Barnhill. Under 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sabetha leads 35-3. It's been a great performance by the Sabetha team from the first quarter on here tonight.
And we know we always talk about how the turnovers can be costly. And when it comes to Sabetha, you know, with the defense humming the way that it has, you look at the past possessions for Hiawatha, you have a missed field goal, punt, 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 halftime, punt, interception, and a turnover on down. If this Sabetha defense isn't what you call fire, I don't know what it is.
And again, a low snap that Barnhill just has to jump on back at the original line of scrimmage, the 9-yard line. So after gaining 4, Red Hawks lose 4. And that'll bring up a third down and long, and that's just pretty much indicative of how this night has gone for Hiawatha tonight.
You think about it, Hiawatha got off to a really good start.
They did. I mean,
they went straight down the field, got a field goal, and was holding Sabetha's offense, and Sabetha just kind of said, nah, we're just going to flip the switch here, and we're going to kind of do what we want to do.
So you look at it, only 20 yards of offense for Hiawatha so far here in the third quarter. Here's Barnhill to throw on third down and 10. Going to throw a ball back to the left side, and again, it's picked off. That is Matthew Whitaker on the interception for Sabetha, the second interception for this Sabetha defense tonight. Just what a performance by the Blue Jays defense here in the last two quarters or so.
And I was saying earlier in the first half, interesting note was the fact that he threw it towards Whitaker's side. Matthew Whitaker is probably the best defensive back, not taking anything away from the rest of them, but in coverage, he's possibly the best defensive back on this Sabetha team.
When you look at Whitaker, he's got good size, good length. He uses that to his advantage. Here's a run up the middle by Renier. He gets across the 35, is about the start of this drive at the 38-yard line. Gets to the 34 and gain about 4 yards or so, maybe closer to 5, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. So, wow, what a third quarter by the Sabetha Blue Jays, led 14-3 at the half. But at the end of 3, Sabetha now leads 35-3. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with a final quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Those chilly fall nights, the sound of the band. You just can't beat the experience of a small-town football game. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. You will see familiar faces from the USB team in the stands at those games because we live and work where you do. We will be cheering on the team, watching our kids play with yours. It's the little things and the big things that make USB rich in community. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
I got it, Joe. And welcome back to Sabetha, Kansas. We're here at the start of the fourth quarter. Sabetha, 35, Hiawatha, 3. And what has been a lopsided affair since early in the first quarter.
Yeah, you look back at this game overall, I mean, you almost feel for Hiawatha a little bit because they had so much confidence coming into this game. 4-3 on the year. They were 4-1 in the Big 7 League. And then really the way they started this game, I don't know if it was about you, but I thought, hey, we're going to have ourselves a ball game here tonight. But just in that second quarter, I don't know what it was, but Sabetha, I mean, you talk about flipping a switch. The Blue Jays flipped a switch, and they have been great the rest of the night. Here's Chase Fry on a run to the left side to start the fourth quarter. Gets the line and gets thrown back immediately. No gain on the play. It'll bring up third and 6.
Yeah, it's one of those classic games, John, where it's just the defense propelled the offense here for Sabetha tonight. You know, when the defense has just got on its little tear late in the first quarter, start of the second quarter, it's really left the offense with some really good possibilities. Great field position. I mean, when you have a running attack that can hold on to the football and score points the way this Sabetha Blue Jays team does, you know, when the defense steps up, they're really, really tough team to beat.
So now third down and six. Here's Garber on the run. He'll try to bounce to the outside. He got the first down and more. Now steps inside of the 20-yard line and finally will be pulled down at the 18. But a big run by Garber, and he gains 17 yards. That's the first big carry we've seen from Garber tonight. Only his fourth carry of the night. So first and 10 now for the Blue Jays at the Hiawatha 18-yard line. This is a toss to the left side. Now getting the edge all the way to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone for Sabetha. That is Abe Wehner, a 160-pound junior. He has the touchdown run for Sabetha. And again, the Blue Jays just continue to pour it on. Doesn't matter who you throw there in the backfield, the holes are just gaping for the running backs tonight.
And it looks like about every touchdown Sabetha has scored tonight, the running backs have not been touched.
So Papine again drills the PAT. Again, he stays perfect. With 10:52 to go, it's 42-3. Sabetha leads Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM KNZA.
.10:52 to go in the fourth quarter, 42-3. It's about to lead Hiawatha. Logan, I was giving you an opportunity. Dustin just took it out of the break. Giving you an opportunity. I guess you don't want it. I'll take it.
My bad.
The 42-3 is the lead for Sabetha over Hiawatha. Just a dominant performance by the Blue Jays tonight. This is one of the more impressive victories we've seen in a while. Kick will drive Willick back to his own 5-yard line. On the return, now he stumbles across the 20-yard line. He'll fall forward to the 21. Actually, that was Rocky on the return, so he gets to the 21-yard line. 10:46 to go here in this game. So first and 10 for Hiawatha from their own 21-yard line. So you start looking forward, really, for both of these teams. It looks like Perry LeCompton is going to be victorious over Santa Fe Trail in their District 3 game. So it looks like that Perry LeCompton is going to take second place in District 3. And here's a swing pass to the right side. It's caught, getting back to the line of scrimmage is all. Well, I believe that is Rocky. And it is, so it's just a short pickup, maybe a yard.
You're starting to see the substitutions over here on the defensive side from Garrett Michael. One thing with this Sabetha defense, if you're coaching Garrett Michael here, John, what do you tell them? They've been nearly flawless since the start of the second quarter, only giving up, a grand total of about 25, 30 yards.
Well, you just continue to tell your guys, just continue to do what you've been doing all night long. Here's Neville going to run across the 25-yard line at the 26. He'll gain 4 yards.
This is an interesting stat that I pulled up. Within the first two drives that the Hiawatha Redhawks had, They had three plays over 10 yards and two plays over 20 yards. Since then, I think the most that they've had was a 6-yard gain, 7-yard gain maybe. I mean, the Sabetha defense, they flipped a switch on right there at the end of the first quarter, and they just never decided to flip it off.
So going back and looking then again at this district standings, it looks like Sabetha will go to Perry LeCompton next week, and Hiawatha will probably go to Bishop Ward, it looks like. And again, the Sabetha defense gets another stop as Barnhill carries it to the 29-yard line. So again, Perry LeCompton will take the 2 spot in District 3. Bishop Ward will take 3rd. So actually, I take that back. Hiawatha will go to Hayden next week. Sabetha will go to Perry LeCompton. .45 to go here in this game, 42-3. So, Logan, I guess the good thing about it for Sabetha, they don't have to face Hayden in week one of the playoffs.
The last 2 years they had to, and Hayden's kind of done what they wanted to against Sabetha.
Oh, my, what a toss to the outside, but a big hit on the quarterback. Christian McAfee came in and laid the wood on Barnhill, but he's able to get it out to Rocky, who's going to pick up a first down. Gains 3 yards. So that'll move the chains with 8:27 remaining.
And that's back-to-back plays that Barnhill has been hit pretty hard. You have McAfee on that play right there, and then the play before, Dalton Roki, a sophomore, coming in making a huge hit on Barnhill right before that. You got to think he's shaking up, trying to take matters into his own hands right now.
The thing about this Hiawatha team, too, they're still fairly young. A lot of juniors out there for the Redhawks, so they're going to be just as good, if not better, next year. Here's Neville's on a big run across the 40-yard line of the 45. Picks up a first down, and he'll pick up about 15 yards and move the sticks again. So a good hard-nosed run by Cody Neville's. He continues to fight for the Redhawks. Again, 42-3 our score. So that's a lead to Hiawatha with under 8 minutes to go.
And, Johnny, you think about looking ahead to next week, Sabetha having to go to Perry. The last time those two teams played, they've been some really good games, and they haven't played for the last couple years at all. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year.
I look at that matchup kind of a little bit like this one, two contrasting styles. Sabetha likes to run the football. Perry, kind of like Hiawatha, likes to spread things out, run more things to the edges, more along the lines than up the middle type stuff. I kind of look at these matchups pretty similar, really.
Yeah.
So there's a pitch and catch to Cade Pyle, a 5'10 junior for Hiawatha.
That could have been absolutely disastrous for Pyle right there, catching it into traffic. He ran right into Roki. It looks like Roki kind of put on the brakes right there, but if he would have kept firing through that, there might have been a helmet getting lost on that play.
Pyle in motion from left to right. Barnhill takes the snap, gives it to Neville's on 2nd and short. He'll pick up the first down of the 40-yard line. He's able to pick up 4. So now 1st down for Hiawatha from the Sabetha 40-yard line, 6:40 remaining. Clock continuing to roll here in the final quarter.
One thing I have noticed was just a temperature drop. It was about 55 at the start of this game, and it's about 50 right now, but it's just with the wind picking up, it feels more, you know, around the 40 area.
Well, here's a final score. That was a great one. Jeff County North beat Jackson Heights 8-7. That was a 7-0 lead for Jackson Heights going into the fourth quarter. There's a deep shot by Barnhill, and it's going to be knocked away. Had a man open, but somebody in the secondary, I couldn't see who that was, just turned around on the ball, hit him on the side. I believe for Sabetha, that was Colin Middles. He just turned around on the ball, just hit him in the side. He's in the right place at the right time to make the stop for the Sabetha secondary.
Yeah, what a throw by Barnhill. I mean, it was right on the money. Colin Mendel just being in the right place at the right time stopped that from maybe being a huge game.
But again, mentioning that JCN Jackson Heights score, again, 8-7 the final. JCN scores a late touchdown to win that one. Nemaw Central also leads Republic County in the fourth quarter 47-0. Here's a toss to the near side to Neville. He breaks free to the 15-yard line, down to the 11. There's a big run by Neville. He continues to just turn away here in this fourth quarter. as he picks up 29.
And that's one of those big plays that we were used to seeing in the beginning of the first quarter, and they just kind of disappeared out of the playbook for Hiawatha. But
now a scoring opportunity for the Redhawks. Really the first time we've said this since the first quarter. Under 6 minutes to go, it's 42-3. Barnhill will go back in the pistol. Neville's behind him. Two receivers split each way. Rocky in the slot to the near side. Barnhill takes the chest high, fakes the pitch. Now will toss it very late. Neville's hit immediately and slammed down by three different Sabetha defenders. It's a great job of pursuing by that defensive front and the outside linebackers for the Blue Jays. They have been everywhere tonight.
We started to say earlier that, you know, Hiawatha was getting out of their game plan. They were trying to run the ball up the middle instead of taking it outside. Since we've said that, anytime they take it outside, Sabetha is just there. I mean, there's just three or four people on the outside contained with only, you know, two blockers on the outside. They're just overpowered, overmatched. Sabetha's defense is doing a great job closing these gaps on the outside.
There's a pass into the near flat and getting tackled immediately. Nolan Nehu is a great stop for Sabetha once again. As that was Carson Gilbert on the pitching catch, but it's a big loss all the way back to the 20-yard line. It'll be nearly a loss of 10.
And that right there is one of those examples where I'm not a big fan of the bubble screen. It's just as soon as you get, you know, a cornerback out there with some good football IQ, you know, they're in the backfield making a tackle, and it's as good as a sack at that point.
Now third down and 19 from back just inside of the 20-yard line. Barnhill to throw. Plenty of time. Still plenty of time. Now he's going to take off to the right side. He'll throw back over the middle. It's going to be knocked free. A pass is incomplete, but it is going to be a flag on the far side. Looks like it may be pass interference against Sabetha. .408. The clock stopped here in the fourth quarter. 42-3 is the score. Sabetha leading. The penalty looks like it is going to be against the Blue Jays. It is going to be pass interference against Sabetha. Now, it is not an automatic first down, but it is going to be a big gainer and make it a more third and manageable now, a third and about eight. Now, Hiawatha with a third down. An eight play from just inside of the 10-yard line. They'll run the option to the short side of the field. Barnhill will keep it himself, and then he gets sandwiched by three different Sabetha defenders and is able to pick up 3 yards and get down to the 6-yard line.
And what a drive by the Redhawks right here. I know it's one of those things where they're a little too little too late, but they march down the field. They've got about 10 yards to go, 70 yards total in this drive so far, 11 total plays.
It's fourth down and four to go from the six. Barnhill going to run the option, tosses it outside to Neville's. No shot of picking up the first down. He is stopped for a loss of two. It'll be a turnover on downs as Noel Nehus again makes the stop. So Sabetha will take it back, and they can just pretty much run out the final 3:18 remaining here in this fourth quarter of play.
And, guys, think about Sabetha's football team, how they started the year. You know, they lost a heartbreaker to Chapman. It was definitely a heartbreaker. Gave up the last minute, basically the winning touchdown, on a wide-open 10-yard touchdown run by the QB, which could have helped Sabetha possibly seal it. But then, you know, turn around. You beat Riverside the way you do. You lose to Nemaw Central, which really you weren't out of that game until right at the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, you two were here for it. You guys saw it. And then Holton, they were kind of in until the third quarter. The third quarter was just boom. Holton just destroyed, you know, Sabetha in the third quarter. But Sabetha, the last three games, they've only given up so far 16 points in the last three games. That's it.
Yeah, you look at it, they had three straight losses to Nemaw Central, Holton, and Rock Creek, which you're not going to hang your head about any of those losses. And then a big win over Royal Valley, 56-0, a 56-13 beatdown of Jeff West last week. And now so far tonight, a 42-3 lead over Hiawatha. So, I mean, that just pretty much says it right there. This is about the team. And Coach Michael even alluded to it in our pregame interview. His guys are playing their best football at the best point of the season. And that is exactly what he wanted, because when Sabetha was going through those struggles there in the middle of the season where they lost those three straight games, he said, I'm not worried about it. That doesn't matter. all I care about is that we try to get better each and every day, each and every play, each and every series, and Sabetha has done that, and that it tells you right there why Coach Garrett Michael has a couple of state championships to his credit, and he's such a good coach.
Yeah, and you think about it, obviously, you two, Dustin, John, you guys were here for Nemaha Central, like I just alluded to it. They weren't really, you know, they were in that game until the very end. Rock Creek, they were in that game. They had a shot at winning that game and just kind of, you know, lost it right at the end of the game. But they had a shot in that one. So you think about those two games, if they could pull out wins there and also that win against Chapman, Holton might be their only loss this year.
So first and 10 for the Blue Jays. They'll have it at their own 7-yard line. The quarterback in the game for the Blue Jays, a give to the right side. Carrying tacklers across the 15-yard line is Chase Fry. The new quarterback in the game for Sabetha is Mitchell Kramer, freshman. So a run of 11 yards for Chase Fry. Under 3 minutes to go now. 42-3 is the score. Kramer back under center. It'll be a give to the left side and being stood up there. On a short run by Sabetha's Colin Minold. Sophomore gets the carry. And he gains a couple of yards.
And what a job getting some of these younger guys in, getting them some experience as well as getting some of the older guys a little bit of rest here before the playoffs. But, you know, you give them just a kind of a solid mission right here. Hey, go get us some first downs. Let's put this game away. That's what you want from a freshman quarterback.
Another give along the left side for Sabetha as we're now approaching 2 minutes to go in this game. And that was the quarterback, Kramer, who kept the football there. He gains 3 yards. And Hiawatha has a man down. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout. The injured player, 2:03 to go in the game. It's 42-3. It's a lead for Sabetha over Hiawatha here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Hiawatha player is still down on the field. We've got 2:03 to go at 42-3. I've been able to quite see who that is, but they have not moved. Right where the football is planted at the 23-yard line. So we'll just keep it here and try to talk through and figure out this injury with, again, 2:03 to go. So, again, try to summarize how it looks right now. Sabetha will go to Perry LeCompton, who is the 2-seed in District 3, and Hiawatha will travel to Hayden. And then Rock Creek and Holton, the 1 and 2 seeds here at District 4, will play. Looks like Bishop Ward and Santa Fe Trail will be those two matchups. So Holton will probably get Santa Fe Trail then. And Rock Creek will get Bishop Ward. We'll have complete brackets up at MSESports.net. Another quick score. St. Mary's beats Atchison 46-12. That is in Class 2A. Well, again, we'll have those complete brackets up at MSESports.net. A ton of sub-state volleyball coming up tomorrow. Actually, Sabetha will host one of the sub-states in Class 3A tomorrow. Should be one of the more competitive ones, I would imagine. Actually, the Hiawatha girls are the favorites. Only 3 losses on the year for the Hiawatha girls. They're one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class 3A. I believe right now they're ranked number 4, right in front of Nemaha Central, who is number 5. Well, that should be a lot of fun here in Sabetha coming up tomorrow afternoon.
Dustin, have you been able to tell who that is on that far sideline? I haven't quite been able to pick up a number yet. Is there carrying him off this, to the sideline right now?
I have not. It looks like they had it kind of covered up with the two linemen carrying him off the field.
And looking over there, actually, Hiawatha's got a couple of players that they've got laying down on the bench. I think it's, say, number 80. Yeah, that is K.J. Holub, a 6'4 sophomore.
It looks like they are working on a lower body injury. It looks like a knee.
So now third down run. It's a give. Here's Fry. Cuts it back inside, and he breaks free to the 40-yard line. Actually, this is mental. He gets to the 30, the 25, all the way down to the 20-yard line. And a big run for Colin Mental all the way down to the 21-yard line of Hiawatha. So, again, the younger player is getting a chance to get in here and make something happen. Doing a great job here for the Blue Jays tonight, who lead 42-3. Mental on that run, he goes for 56.
And he just ran out of juice, John. Just ran out of gas right there at the last second. He was on his way to the end zone. Huffing and puffing, a little cold out here. He just couldn't make it.
And now under 90 seconds to go in the game. Kramer will give it off to the right side, bouncing it outside. I think that's mental again. He looked exhausted as he gave him that run. He barely got to the edge. But he is able to pick up a couple of yards to the 19-yard line. He'll gain 2 yards.
I love how he didn't, you know, tap his hat and try to run out of the game. He ran right back to the huddle. You know, coach, give me the rock.
Another score update. Axtell has beaten Onega 54-8. That game was a lot closer than that for the majority of it. It's only 22-8 at halftime. Axtell, the number one ranked team in 8-man Division II. Here's Mendel again, straight up the gut. He'll get to the 15-yard line, all the way down to the 10. Another 8-yard pickup for Colin Mendel. This has been the Colin Mendel show on this drive as we're under 50 seconds to go.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be a name that we're going to have to remember here in the future, John. He runs hard for being that young.
Say, he's not the biggest guy either. I mean, you look at Mendel, 150 pounds or so, maybe 5'8", 5'9". Sabetha's going to kneel out the final 30 seconds of this clock, and that will do it. So Sabetha is going to pick up the big victory tonight. There's only a 14-3 halftime lead, but Sabetha explodes in the third quarter. The Blue Jays will win this one by a final of 42-3. Let's take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll have a couple of highlights, and then we'll have the stats and summarize and get you set for the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Again, final score, Sabetha 42, Hiawatha 3 here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hungry for pizza? The October special is so good it's scary at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. The Gruesome Twosome is back with two medium single topping pizzas for only $21.99. The Pizza Bakery always uses 100% real meat and cheese, no fillers, and they have a full menu of wraps, wings, salads, sandwiches, breadsticks, and even desserts. And the new hot case to grab and go. Always great food and great variety. Call in, carry out, or eat in at 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They appreciate your local support.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at Stars in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Hello, this is Jan with JBN Telephone Company. JBN Telephone is happy to be an EBB participant. The emergency broadband benefit will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband service for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. Visit our website, jbntelco.com, and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling out the application, feel free to call our office.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. 42-3, the final. Sabetha with a big victory over Hiawatha tonight. It's a dominant performance. This game, though, it was close at halftime. It was just a 14-3 lead for Sabetha. And you looked at it and you thought, well, if Hiawatha could just come out and get a stop of Sabetha on their opening drive of the third quarter, you feel like they have a chance. But defense didn't even get a chance because Marcus Bauman got things started in the third quarter and nearly put the game out of reach with an 87-yard kickoff return. Oldham, a low line drive kick that's going to be fielded by Bauman at his own 12-yard line. He is straight up the middle of the 25-30. Breaks free at the 40. Here he goes, a foot race to the 50. 45-40. 35-30. It is a foot race to the 15, the 10, the 5. Bauman to the house. 87 yards to the house for Marcus Bauman. And Sabetha gets the big play right away in quarter number 3. And again, the Sabetha defense gets another stop, and this time they put it out of reach for good with a 37-yard touchdown pass. Second down and 5. Garber is going to throw. Throws the ball over the middle, has a man wide open. It's Bauman. He'll make the catch. The 10, the 5, touchdown Blue Jays. A touchdown pass for Matthew Garber, his 7th of the year. And for Bauman, that is touchdown reception number 2. Sabetha defense continued to get stops, picking off a pack. Turn that into another touchdown. This time, a guy we hadn't heard tonight, Tristan Whitworth. First and 10 from the 29. Garber to throw as a slant pattern wide open. Goodbye. See you later. Touchdown. 29 yards. Tristan Whitworth on the reception, and he takes it to the house. Another passing touchdown for Matthew Garber, his 2nd of the night. So after them, would put the game and put an exclamation point on it late in the 4th quarter. This time, a 17-yard run for the Blue Jays. So first and 10 now for the Blue Jays at the Hiawatha 18-yard line. This is a toss to the left side. Now getting the edge all the way to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone for Sabetha. That is Abe Wehner, a 160-pound junior. He has the touchdown run for Sabetha. So the Blue Jays from there again win it by the final score of 42-3. It's a dominant performance by Sabetha here tonight. Johnny came back with you alongside Dustin Gosa, Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Craig Schilling, and Seth Tolleson back at the studios. And Dustin, this game, I mean, it's completely flipped on a swivel as soon as the second quarter started. So from there, Sabetha just took over and never looked back.
Yeah, it was just one of those things when Hiawatha first, you know, got the ball to start the game, they kind of did whatever they wanted to do, marched down the field. Sabetha with a huge stop, only held them to 3 points right there. But you thought, you know, hey, we're going to be in for a foot race here. Well, then Sabetha, about 2 drives later, you know, they really set their foot down on defense. And when your defense was creating stops the way they were, I think there was 6 straight 3 and outs that they caused. When you, you know, shut down this Hiawatha offense and give your or put your offense in the position around midfield every single time, you know, there was just unlimited amount and unlimited chances to score for Sabetha tonight.
And then you look at this, Logan, and we talked about it in pretty much the pregame and throughout the game, just the running game continued to roll along. The passing game, again, continued to look good. A couple of passing touchdowns from Matt Garber and the special teams. Another big play, that big kick return by Marcus Bauman that pretty much put the exclamation point on it there early in the third quarter.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the running game has gotten going, you know, here as of late, especially the last 3 games. It even kind of got going against Rock Creek, obviously, they, you know, in that game too. But what really helps is Matt Garber. He's an excellent thrower of the football when he's got time and he's not being rushed to get the ball out. He can put it right on, you know, right on the money, if you will, in play-action passes or in shotgun. and that really helps a team like Sabetha. But I think the biggest thing, and I kind of alluded to it right towards the end of the game there, Sabetha's defense the last three games, the 3 points given up tonight, 16 total points in the last three games they've given up. So you think about that, Sabetha's defense can, you know, keep doing what they're doing defensively, keep teams out of the end zone, and the Sabetha run game, you know, takes an even bigger step in the next several weeks. Sabetha maybe could be a team to watch in the playoffs.
And you said it right there, Logan, the defense, you know, with the defense stepping up the way they have over the last three games, you know, that's the last thing you want when you're looking, you know, towards the Sabetha team. If they're on your schedule coming into the playoffs, you know, if that defense decides they want to step up, they could be a scary team here in the next couple weeks.
So, again, our score, 42-3, the final. Let's take one final timeout. We'll come back. We'll go through the stats, and then we'll pick our player of the game. We're on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business. For recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate, Be Outdoors Real Estate is our postgame sponsor. We'll take that one final timeout. We'll come back. We'll pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Schedule your livestock processing in Anderson Meats in Troy. They're now scheduling appointments for January of 2022. Call them at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats at Troy, striving to give their customers top-notch service for meat processing. Janelle and Curtis, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292. 785-985-2292.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. Again, 42-3, the final. Sabetha beats Hiawatha. So Sabetha will take third place here in District 4, and they will travel to Perry LeCompton next Friday for the opening round of the playoffs. Hiawatha, unfortunately, they're going to have to travel to Hayden, who is 7-1. Here on this 2021 season. Let's go ahead and look to the final statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Hiawatha. 217 total yards of offense, 174 of those yards come on the ground. Hiawatha averaged nearly 5 yards per carry tonight, 7 of 11 passing for 43 yards. Individually, Brant Barnhill, he had 69 yards rushing on 13 attempts. Cody Neville's 14 carries, 81 yards. Ashton Rocky, 2 for 1. Xavier Oldham, 6 for 25. And Tyler Willick, 1 carry for -2 yards. Barnhill was 7 of 11 passing for 43 yards. 2 catches each for Carson Gilbert, Tyler Willick, and Ashton Rocky, and 1 catch for Cade Pyle. Hiawatha tonight also had 5 penalties that tallied 40 yards. So that's the meanwhile. 372 total yards of offense, 306 of those yards come on the ground. The Blue Jays averaged 8.3 yards per carry, 66 yards through the air, 2 of 5 passing on the night for Sabetha. Individually running the football, Matthew Garber, 4 carries, 35 yards. Jake Byer, 4 for 21. Chase Fry, 2 carries for 11 yards. Abe Wehner, 2 carries. They went for a total tonight of 45 yards. He also had one score. Jonathan Renier, 7 carries, 43 yards. Josh Sherman, 12 carries, 105. He had a touchdown tonight. Thad Mendel, 2 for 2. Colin Mendel, 4 carries, 48 yards. Mitchell Kramer, 1 for 3. Thad Mendel, again, those 2 carries, 2 yards, and 1 touchdown. And Garber through the air, 2 of 5 passing for 66 yards. 2 touchdowns. Marcus Bauman had 1 catch for 37 in the score. And Tristan Whitworth, 1 for 29. About the tonight, 5 penalties for 40 yards. More than that, we have to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. A couple of different guys we could choose from for Sabetha. And Dustin, you told me before here, I think it's the guy we have to go to just because it kind of seemed like his two plays were kind of the difference in this game. Marcus Bauman, that the kick return for a touchdown starts the third quarter, and then the 37-yard touchdown reception right after that that really put this game out of reach to make it 28-3.
Yeah, two huge plays, and, you know, Bauman taking the 87-yard kick return to the house, it really just knocked the wind out of Hiawatha to start the second half, and that's really, we talked about the defense and all the stops, but that was what really was the difference in the game. The thing I like most about this pick, John, he's only a sophomore. You know, we get the pleasure of watching him for 2 more years, and I'm excited. You know, he's a great football player, great young football player. I'm excited to watch him the next couple of years.
Logan, any final thoughts here tonight as we head into the playoffs coming up next week?
We just talked about it. Obviously, you guys talking about Marcus Bauman getting the player of the game. And you think about it, you know, Sabetha, they're known for running the ball. But when you got a guy in Matt Garber, a quarterback, who can throw it when you want to do the pass game, and you think about it this way, he's only a junior, so he'll be, you know, he's still here, obviously. Marcus Bauman's starting to come on this season. He's a sophomore. So if you think about that, Marcus Bauman could be a big-time player coming up for the Blue Jays.
And you look at it for Hiawatha, too. Kind of juniors as well. They're going to have a lot of guys back next year, so this should be another really fun matchup coming up next season. But that's going to wrap things up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. Stay tuned with us. We'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up here in just a few minutes with your guy, Seth. We'll have scores, recaps, everything to get you caught up here on this final week of this 2021 high school football season. But for Dustin Gosa, Logan Bitterman, Craig Schilling, Mike Bitterman, Seth back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane. Saying so long here from Sabetha, 42-3 the final. The Blue Jays win it. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.